starts. The Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. Nothing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Dynamite.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Just people, it's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Paper, and I really want to get behind this 100%, okay? Haish.
Oh, yes.
And Degenitals.
Mm-hmm. They breaking up?
Nope, they want to get married.
Okay.
And they want to get married in Vermont.
Ah, Vermont.
Because Vermont is a state that's very gay-friendly.
It's everything friendly. Environment-friendly. Gay-friendly.
Okay. They were in Burlington, Iowa. Burlington, Vermont.
Right, up north, middle north part of the state.
I get that mixed up all the time because I know we're on a station in Burlington, Iowa, and also we're on a station in Burlington, Vermont.
Right.
Okay. Ann and Ellen were there Sunday to celebrate Coming Out Week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get married there because the Vermont Supreme Court is considering a case that they'll let homos marry each other.
Right, right.
Okay. I maintain that there is no homo-friendlier show on the face of the earth than this show.
That's
I agree, but even more so, there is no lesbian show on the face of the earth that's more pro-lesbian than ours.
No, this is the home of pro-lesbian activism right here.
And if I had to pick my favorite carpet muncher, it would be Anne Haish.
Anne Haish, a round of applause for Anne Haish.
She's so hot.
Right.
She is so hot.
She is a turbo hottie.
She's so hot in that awful movie with Harrison Ford.
That's right.
Awful movie where she's trying to get the guy out of prison.
Yeah, she looks good in that movie.
And in the movie with the De Niro, the Wag the Dog movie.
Absolutely.
So, listen, here's what I want to do. I'm going to call our station in Burlington, Vermont now.
Right.
And tell them to get out the press releases.
Right.
That this is a grade A opportunity for WEAV Radio.
WEAV.
It's a great opportunity for them. Put out the press releases. Tell them that we are ready, at a moment's notice, to fly up to Burlington.
Yes.
To proceed with the ceremony for Ann and Ellen. That not only do we want them to get married in the state of Vermont, we want them to get married on our show.
On our show.
That'd be great.
Let's call.
This is actually decent timing because that gay-friendly week continues there in Burlington until Thursday or through Thursday.
Good. Really?
Right.
Well, we'll bring Homo Joe up with us, Jero the Big Dyke.
Absolutely.
All of Homo's friends.
Have a big wedding party.
I'd love that. I'd love to meet Anne Haish.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and I'd love to win her over to our side.
I know you would, but you know that wouldn't be in the spirit of the wedding.
I know, but
you'd
I'd
have
try.
To control your urges.
I'd try. Maybe I could just make eye contact with her. I probably need to just make eye contact.
What is that man doing at the rehearsal dinner?
It'd be like Christopher Reeve having an involuntary boner.
Absolutely. Just sitting at the rehearsal dinner. It's like, look at that man over there. Look at his trousers. Oh, my God. We have the right number up there?
Well, I believe. You know what? I'm going to try it again, Mike.
Wow.
There's every opportunity. Eight.
Is a clue for you.
8-6-3.
No, that's the other contest.
Great. No, I was going to say, there's every chance that I am calling the right number, just no one's answering the telephone.
Hello.
Oh.
Don and Mike, I love you.
Hey, don't you answer the phone by saying...
You didn't dial the right number the first time,
I swear. Sorry, okay. But don't you generally answer the phone by saying WEAV?
I normally do, but I know it was you, so I didn't.
Hey, you're on the ball. I like that.
I love you guys, and you took so long to call me back.
I think I remember talking
Mike,
to you.
Mike, this is the hottest receptionist at any of our 60 radio stations.
Absolutely.
Right. What's your name, honey?
It's Allison, remember?
Allison. Yeah, we've talked to her before.
Yeah, we have.
Allison.
Yes, baby.
Listen, who's the general manager there?
Karen Marshall.
I need to speak to her.
No, you need to talk to me.
How very progressive that is. You know what, frankly, I don't know if I can work for a woman.
Well, we are, and we have been, Don. So
I guess we are,
Mike. You should have made that decision a long time ago.
Let me talk to her, please.
You don't want to talk to me?
I'll talk to you afterwards.
You promise?
Promise.
Okay, hold
please.
On. I'll make sure she's in.
I love Allison's attitude.
Yeah.
I do.
I love you.
How come you never sent us that picture?
Mike.
How come you never sent us a picture, Allison?
I haven't gotten the group to take one yet.
The group?
I'm trying. You, remember I said I'd get everybody in the business office?
Oh, we don't want a picture of them. We just want a picture of you.
We'd like a tasteful nude of you, please.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll arrange to have that taken.
Very good. Maybe you could do a video where you shoot water out of your butt.
I don't think so.
Okay, all right. Let me talk to the GM, please.
Okay, hold on.
I'll tell you, though, if it was Vermont, it would be fresh spring water.
It would. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a lady GM. Ain't that something?
Okay,
very cool.
You have to promise to come back to me, though.
Promise.
Okay.
Thank you, Allison.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Checking on the WEZF forecast, it's Randy Mann from ABC 22's Weather Central.
For Burlington, Plattsburgh, and Montreal.
What is this? This is northern Vermont is what this is.
Yeah, what I mean is, how come we're not on the hold system?
I don't understand that.
Day, increasing clouds with showers possible late in the day.
Don and Mike?
Yes.
She is in a meeting. She'll be down in 2 minutes if you can wait.
Yeah, sure.
You'll wait?
I'll talk to you. Hey,
okay,
tell me something. I got a question for you.
What
do you know, does your general manager have a cassette deck in her car?
Yeah, sure.
That's just a question I'm asking all of our general managers.
She knows the difference between the cassette and the radio, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you the funniest thing. I can't be specific. A couple of years ago, me and Mike did a bit on the show that we got all kinds of trouble with the FCC for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got fined and everything. It's the big black cloud. It's the one episode of the show that was supposed to be burned.
Yes.
As far as I know, it is burned.
Right. Uh-huh.
Well, Sunday, I'm up at the beach, day off, no Redskins game, and enjoying a real weekend off for a change.
Right.
Phone rings. It's Ken Stevens.
Oh.
Right? It's Ken Stevens, general manager. He starts calling me names. You said, you're an effing idiot. You know, you can't be trusted. You're an effing moron. What is the man who owns this company going to say?
Right.
I said, what are you talking about? And he says, I'm so upset. I pulled my car off on the side of the road. I'm listening to the radio right now, and I'm hearing the bit.
Uh-huh.
Right. I'm hearing this thing that you know, we went through all the crap with
the bad
3
thing.
Years ago. And now,
why are you rebroadcasting this?
Right. And I said, listen, because we run a best of show on Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. I said, Ken, I go through the list every week. I'm telling you, there's no way that could air. That tape does not exist. There's no way. And he says, I'm telling you right now, you effing moron, I'm listening to it right now, and I don't know what's going to happen. I'm so upset. I can't get to the radio station to take it off. I don't even know the hotline number. I'm out of my mind. And before I could say anything, he calls me another name, and he hangs up the phone.
Furious. As mad, you said, as he's ever been.
No, he's out of his mind.
Right.
So I hang up the phone. I look at Freddie. She goes, who was that? I said, that's Ken. I said, she said, why'd Ken call on a Sunday? I said, Ken's so pissed at me. He is about to go through the roof. And 2 seconds after that, the phone rings again. I pick it up and go, hello. And it's Ken. And he goes, hi.
Listening to a tape.
He's all calm. And he goes, yeah, you know what it was? He said, I had a cassette of that bit. And I forgot that cassette was in a car that I haven't driven for a long time.
Oh.
So when he got in the car and he turned the car on, you know, he
came up on the short end of the stick.
Can you believe that? So he raves out at you because he's listening to a tape and not the radio.
And then he came, I'll give him credit, he came in the next day.
Right.
This was yesterday. He came in, he laughed about it.
Yeah, and I walked up to him in the hallway. I said, hey, Ken, how's your cassette tape doing?
And that happened here not too long ago.
Oh, no, but I mean, listen.
This was bad.
Ken Stevens is really, I know that we give him a hard time. He's really one of the top executives in radio.
Oh, he is, absolutely.
And I mean, it's like a move that, you know, a moron wouldn't make. That you get in a car and you realize that you're listening to a cassette.
And then you rant and rave. You know, you might want to think you'd look at the radio, you know, just double check. And you'd see the fact that there's that indentation where the cassette is in, you know. I guess he was too busy to do that.
Right. The best part was to call back, though. Hey, guess what? I was listening to a cassette. I said, oh, okay, all right. He goes, hey, sorry about that. And then yesterday he was all laughing about it.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Well, that's at least he's laughing about it. But, I mean, what could he do?
Said he was pulled off on the side of the road. First of all, he doesn't know the hotline number.
Right.
So he couldn't call the radio station.
Yeah, because he's, you know, he sweats the details like that.
He was thinking, couldn't drive to my house because he doesn't know where I live, even though he lives in my neighborhood. And wouldn't that have been a great solution if I was at home to get a knock on the door from Ken?
So he could drive to your house and fight you.
Yeah, right. I mean, ridiculous.
ridiculous.
There you go.
It's freaking ridiculous.
Well, he knows now. That to me is good for a few months.
Oh, I think so.
Absolutely.
I think anybody around here could just walk up to Ken and ask him how his cassette player's doing.
Sure.
And immediately you're gonna have to get a smile from him. You're gonna have to.
Okay, are you ready to talk to Karen?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, we'll talk to the general manager.
And then come back.
Okay.
W-E-A-V.
W-E-A-V, buddy.
W-E-A-V, Burlington.
Well, the first thing we got to tell her is put us on the hold system.
Right.
What is this?
I guess now it's time.
Ugh. Ugh. Hello?
Hello there.
Hello, are you the general manager?
Yeah.
Hi, listen, this is Donna Mike.
Hi, Karen, how are you?
Hi. Does Allie love you guys or what?
Allie. Oh, you call her Allie.
Allison's name is Allie, huh?
Uh-huh. Hmm. Listen, first question, how come you don't have us on your hold system? How come you have the other awful station on there?
Oh, you know, we've got multiple stations here.
I know, well, you should put us on, though.
We will. Actually, it's not your day. I think Thursdays are your day.
No, I bet our days are Saturdays and Sundays, the days that the office is closed.
Yeah, we'll rotate them all through.
Okay. All right, listen, here's why we're calling you, Karen. Now, we're reading in the newspaper that suddenly Burlington, Vermont never comes up in the national headlines. Well, look here. Here's the world's two most famous lesbos, Anne Heche and Ellen DeGenitals, and they want to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to get married in Vermont because Vermont is so gay-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are very gay-friendly on our show. And we happen to be very, very, very enamored with Anne Heche. Frankly, don't see what she sees in Ellen, but, you know.
But we're celebrating their marriage as well. You know, more power to them.
There's been lots of beauty in the Beast marriages. So, for whatever reason, they're happy. And now, here's the opportunity for radio station WEAV.
WEAV.
What you guys do now, you get your promotion. Do you have a promotion staff?
Oh, a huge one.
Okay, was it you?
Just me and the marketing director.
Okay, right. Very good.
You get your marketing director, and right away. Well, first I got to find out more about the Burlington market. Are there any TV stations there?
There are.
Really? How many?
Affiliates.
How many?
Four affiliates.
Four affiliates.
Wow.
What are the numbers of the stations?
We got. Come on, why am I going to talk about TV on the radio?
Well, no.
I met those guys.
No, listen. Please don't worry about it. Your listeners know that television is available, and they know that radio is their favorite medium.
Okay, so we've got a CBS affiliate.
What's
ABC
the number?
Affiliate.
Just give me the numbers, because I judge how valid the affiliate is
by the number.
Based
the number
position, huh?
The lower the number, the better. Like if you got a CBS at Channel 2,
right?
Yeah.
It's a killer. But if you got a CBS like at 65,
you got problems.
They suck.
That little VHF UHF thing, huh?
So are all of yours above 13?
No. We got a CBS at 3, we got an NBC at 5, we got an ABC at 22, and a Fox at 44.
Okay, good.
Very good. Okay, so you got it covered there.
So,
what
you definitely want to do is go to the 3 and the 5 first.
Okay, because they're the lowest numbers.
And that means the most viewers. You go to them, and you put out a press release, and you say, listen, we are all over
that. What do you do? What, do you want us to marry these two off?
No. Yes. They want to get married in Vermont.
We want to perform the ceremony.
We want to come up there. We want to come to your city. And listen, we would even fly business class, not first class. We'll fly business class to Burlington, Vermont.
I got news for you. It's all business class to Burlington, Vermont.
So we fly up there. We bring our whole wacky crew. We do a little remote broadcast. And we let Ellen and Ann get married.
Uh-huh.
And you get to, what's the governor's name in Vermont?
Howard Dean.
Okay. Now
Dr. Howard Dean.
All right, then
Dean O'Dean.
You involve him in this, because obviously he's very gay-friendly, and Vermont is on record as being gay-friendly. You're having all of this gay stuff this week up there, right?
Right. Well, here's the deal. See, Vermont, the reason Ellen and Ann didn't really say they wanted to get married up here. You got to go back to the press conference and all those silly little AP folks who weren't listening when somebody
asked
the
question.
No,
are you?
I got the skinny.
Well, now hold on. Just play along with me. Just play with me.
They didn't say they wanted to get married up here.
Okay, but
they said.
As far as you're listen, honey, you're looking at this the wrong way. As far as you're concerned, if they do want to get married.
Honey.
Right.
Honey.
Sweetie, listen. They do want to get married. And you know why they want to get married? Because it says so in my USA Today.
What's that?
It says it right here. DeGeneres, Heche want Vermont wedding. Ellen DeGeneres and Ann Heche say they'll marry in Vermont if that state's Supreme Court legalizes same-sex marriage. Okay?
There you go.
So, You roll with that. Never let the facts get in the way of a good story.
The press release goes something like this. If Heche and DeGeneres get married in Vermont, Don and Mike wish to perform ceremony live on radio.
And furthermore, then you contact their publicity people. I'm talking now about Heche and DeGeneres.
You extend the formal invitation to get married on your radio station.
You tell them, listen, you got two guys that are on your station who are very, very gay friendly.
Right.
You put out in the press release all the gay stuff we do on the show, like, you know, having Homo Joe take Dennis Murphy down to drag bingo. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you tell them if they want their own minister, we will gladly broadcast the wedding because we're so into them getting married in Vermont.
Right off.
Okay, now listen, I'm not sensing a great deal of enthusiasm from you. Mm-hmm. Listen, honey, it's real simple.
This is up to Ellen and Ann. What do you think?
No. Jesus. See, this is the problem with small market radio. It really doesn't matter what Ellen and Ann think. What you want to do now is get the ball rolling.
Get publicity for your radio station.
Get the ball rolling. And once you get the ball rolling, then Ellen and Ann come along.
I think it's safe to say they really do want to get married and that they will in the first state that legalizes it. And because of what's going on in Vermont, Vermont could be that first state. That's how this story came to be.
And you guys could be the stars. What do you think?
Well, we would actually be willing to, have it all on the radio. And, you know, we all understand the realities of the situation. We're simply talking about what the press release is.
Is this going to be like a backwards promo where, like, you buy your own limo and you get your own hotel and, let's see.
Who are you talking about? Who are you talking about? Who needs a limo, honey?
That's right. Who needs a limo? We're going to get you guys a yellow taxi cab.
Are you talking about us?
Oh, no, we're fine. We'll come by donkey. We'll come to the station by donkey.
The man just came in, okay?
Who's the man?
Our promo director, Mr. Ferguson.
All right.
Our marketing director.
Kindly old Mr. Ferguson.
No, he's good to go, guys.
From the corner mercantile. All right, let me speak to him. Something tells me this GM is not totally on top of this. Marketing her station for the 21st century.
I don't believe so.
Righto. Mr. Ferguson agrees. He thinks it's a really great idea.
Did he hear it?
Yeah.
Did you just hear it on the radio?
Oh, no, we all been listening along.
No, listen, I'm serious. What you do is you put out a press release right now, and you handle it seriously.
Don and Mike wish to marry Ellen and Ann on WEAV Radio in Burlington if they wish to get married in Vermont.
And furthermore, even if you put in the press release that, because right now it's obvious that Vermont's not going to, like, enact this law in the next 24 hours.
You understand, this is just good publicity for you.
You say in the press release, if Ellen and Ann would like to come up and have the ceremony, not legal, but have a ceremony to publicly demonstrate their love for each other.
Sure.
You know, we are more than willing to open our doors.
We are the forum.
And let them do it here.
On WEAV and all along our network.
Okay, so I only got one question.
Yes.
When are you coming up?
When are you getting the press release out?
As soon as you guys come up.
No. How bass backwards is this? Honey, why would we come up?
Honey.
Why would we come up there if they're not there? You got to get the ball rolling on your end first. You got to drum up the interest so that way out in Southern California,
you throw it up against the wall and see if it sticks.
Ann and Ellen wake up one morning, they get done having their gay sex, and
they see this wonderful, lovely invitation from WEAV Radio in Burlington, and they're there. Boy, an entire radio station getting behind this, and then they say, hey, you know something? What a kick it would be. Let's go up and do that just for the hell of it.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah.
Bingo.
Probable? No. Likely?
But possible?
Possible?
Yes.
You're telling me there is a chance.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
We'll do it. Hey, press release is out. As soon as we get that law, it goes past in Vermont, we'll just go out and put the press release out.
No. You know, you just don't get it. You just don't get it.
You don't really need the law to be passed.
You know what? I think I got another station in Vermont. Let me look at my list.
You don't.
Hold on. Well, I think I do. Yes, I do. Barry, Vermont. Goodbye.
Do you realize how nothing that was, what we were just asking?
Right.
Nothing.
Put out a press release.
Piece of paper.
You know, do something to promote your station, to put your station into the public limelight.
Mm-hmm.
Do something that, you know, maybe at the very least the TV stations are going to pick up before they go to Leno and go, and, you know, and
That's all that was.
Finally, WEAV, that kooky Don and Mike, they have offered to marry Ann and Ellen on their show.
That's one of those win.
Mm-hmm.
Worst case scenario, they don't even acknowledge it. and you still get the exposure for sending them the invitation. Mm-hmm. Best case scenario, they decide it'll be a real goof, and they decide to come on the show, and we go up to Burlington, Vermont to do a show, because we're going to have Ann and Ellen on the show.
And you know what? Ann and Ellen, although I certainly don't know them from Adam and Eve, you'd have to admit, they've done some pretty wacky stuff since they've been wife and wife together.
And if we were first in line to do that...
You know, they just don't get... Radio is about spontaneity. It's about... That's where radio has it all over TV. You got an idea. You can go on and do it, but you don't drag your high heels into the ground.
And how do you think this story ended up in USA Today? Somebody from some station or newspaper in Burlington covered this event, and then the next thing you know, it's all over the country.
Isn't Barrie, Vermont, pretty close to Burlington? Mm-hmm. I believe it is.
Well, Vermont's about as big as a postage stamp.
It's long. It's lengthy.
Our station, the other station in Vermont, is busy.
It's lengthy, like that conversation with the general manager.
I mean, I'll say this. We got Vermont covered. We got two stations, but it's a tiny state.
I'm just wondering whether, you know, it's hard to find it.
1-8-0-2. They both have the same area code, Mike.
It's up there in northern Vermont. Yeah, yeah. So it's up in northern Vermont.
It's about halfway down on the New Hampshire border.
Okay, all right.
We're on in New Hampshire, too. Although New Hampshire is not the gay-friendly state.
Oh, no. New Hampshire is a different state from Vermont.
Right.
Very different. Politically.
Do they hate gays there?
Well, they don't hate gays. They're just a much more conservative state than Vermont. Vermont is like the green state, you know, Greenpeace and all that good stuff. New Hampshire is more like, you stay out of here.
All right, now hold on. This is Tom Hoyt from WNHV. What station is WNHV?
I don't know, but the Barrie is on the United States map, and Burlington isn't. So Barrie's probably a bigger town.
Hello?
No, Burlington's bigger than Barrie.
Yeah.
Yes, Tom Hoyt, WNHV in White River Junction, Vermont.
Ah, White River Junction.
Are we on your station?
Oh, of course.
Well, you know what?
We made that huge marketing move.
Hold on, God damn it! I didn't even realize it. That's a third station in Vermont. You are correct.
There we go.
Sports Radio, The Score.
You got it. And I got to tell you, we are affiliated with a station in Barrie. There is a gentleman at the station in Barrie, Ken Barlow, who's the general manager. If you can, oh my God, he is the marketing guru genius. We're talking about rolling people in honey, married, you know, old, young.
Well, then listen.
Oh my God,
man, you know what?
You get a hold of him.
It's your You get a hold of him. We got a show to do.
Absolutely.
As far as we're concerned, this is the property now. WNHV and WSNO.
You guys go with it. You heard the whole thing, right?
Absolutely. Heard the whole thing.
Get the press release out. Send it out to Ann and to Ellen. Send it to all the media.
If Ann and Ellen want to get married in Vermont, WNHV extends them the cordial invitation to broadcast it on the air. And if they wish to profess their love for one another in the state of Vermont, WNHV is going to be their home.
Absolutely. Radio, television, Channel 3, Channel 5, right in my back pocket.
There you go.
Great. You'll get it all taken care of.
Bingo.
And at the top of the press release, three words for you. Don and Mike.
Beautiful.
Very good.
Love that.
Go.
That's excellent. Okay. That's optional, but thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
So this promotion, the marriage of Ann and Ellen, will be the property of WNHV in White River Junction, Vermont, and WSNO in Barrie, Vermont.
Absolutely. And nobody in Burlington's like in Vermont, but it's not Vermont. It's kind of New York.
All right. Okay. Well, you've stepped to the forefront. Do us a favor, please. Hold on. I need you to talk to my producer. And then if you could fax us a copy of the press release you sent out. We'll follow up on that.
We will. We will. Right here. We're here for you.
Thank you. Hold on, please. Okay. Yeah, well, you know, somebody who gets it.
Well, with every general manager that's like that lady we spoke with, there's a general manager like that other person we spoke with there.
Right. Right. Oh, you know what? Allison, the wonderful operator at WEAV is on the line. I bet she's pissed.
Allie.
Hey, Allie.
Hi, Allie.
Allie, listen, I'm sorry that we didn't talk to you again.
No, you need to talk to the promotions guy. Need to talk to
him. No, too late. Too late, Allie.
We were mocked.
Be too late.
It was condescending. Your general manager was condescending to us.
Too late.
Please, you just talk to Jim?
No, we've gone to our...
You'll love him, I promise.
We've gone to our other stations in Vermont.
But no,
the general manager...
They don't even have what we have.
Allie, the general manager...
They're not even a rated market. Listen to me, please, please.
Listen, the general manager...
They have no connections with TV. They're too far away.
But you know what, Allie?
We are tight with five.
Allie, they got tons of attitude, though. They got just what we're looking for.
They had the upper hand. They weren't listening, you know?
No, Allie.
Just listen to me.
Allie.
I feel bad for Allie. Yeah, I think if Allie was running that radio station.
I'm sending you naked pictures.
You realize how pathetic this is, that this is a station's receptionist
yes.
who is on the air now begging us to do this with their station.
The station's receptionist who should be running the station.
Right. Now, listen, I am sorry, but that bubblehead that we spoke to, she blew it. She blew it.
And then she said, you don't have any other stations in Vermont.
I'm here.
Remember when she said that?
I need to talk to Jim. He's the promotional guy.
No.
He's the guy.
Nope. We're glad that you will continue to carry our show.
Allie, we love you. This is not personal about you.
But then you're never going to call me again. And I love it when you call me.
Yeah, you
and
know
if you do this, then you call me all the time to check on what's going on.
We'll call you Allie. I promise we will continue our personal relationship with you.
Allie, that will not change. Our love of you will not change.
But you need to have a personal relationship with Jim, too, because he sends you naked pictures.
Jim can go to hell. Okay?
No.
Yes,
Jim's the best.
No.
Listen. Dude, you just talk.
I'm sorry.
Please.
We came to you guys first.
Right.
The general manager mocked us.
Yes.
The general manager never bought into the concept.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, we've taken it somewhere else. But thank you, Allie. It's nothing personal. Love you.
And we will call you, Allie.
And goodbye now.
Do you call me once a week?
I don't know. You're very clingy. Bye-bye now.
All right.
There she goes. I do like Allie.
Yeah.
All right, here's homosexual Joseph. Hi, Homo Joe.
Hi, Homo Joe here. Donna Mike, how are you?
Donna Mike, Homo Joe here.
She was in town, her and Anne, and they still are in town still because of the Human Rights Campaign Fund. Her mother got an award.
You mean they're here? They're in D.C.?
They're in D.C.
Oh, well, Homo, why don't you call some of your gay friends and find out where the hell they are?
I know where they are. I told Mikey where they were.
You told Mike Rockham? Oh, really?
Excellent. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Well, why don't you call them? You'd be, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I might just be down there for dinner where they are.
It would be better if you approached Ann and Ellen.
Right.
Rather than just have us, because if we called them, I'm sure they would just think it's like some morning zoo calling them.
Right.
I will take the challenge.
Very good, Homo Joe.
Now, what are you going to do? You're going to call them or you're going to go...
I have a friend that works at the hotel where they're staying, and I'll find out what the assumed name is that they're in, and then go from there.
All right, good. Homo Joe, report back, please.
Will do.
And tell Ann and Ellen that if they want to get married, they can get married on our show.
I will do that.
And if nothing else, they should definitely come down here so we could eyeball Ann.
There you go. She looks lovely Sunday.
And we could talk about their wedding plans in Vermont.
Sure.
There you go.
So you saw her Sunday?
Yes.
You saw her in person?
Yes.
How hot is Ann Heche?
Very hot.
Really?
Oh, she is such a hottie.
Really?
Nice long black dress on and very low cut.
Listen to Homo Joe. He could describe a girl for being a gay guy. He's pretty good at describing girls.
Well, he's been in the other life as well. You got to remember that about Homo Joe.
And then Ellen introduced her as my wife, Anne.
Right. Oh, really? Yeah, I told you all along that Ellen's the husband.
Yes,
indeed.
No doubt.
I wonder if Anne introduces Ellen as her husband.
No,
I bet Ellen.
Here's my husband, Ellen.
That's a dumb thing to say.
No doubt.
I made myself up. I bet Anne said, this is my wife, Ellen. I bet they're both wives.
No, she did.
Right.
She did. Actually, it was so interesting. Anne was the one that introduced Ellen's mother up on stage.
Really?
And my mother, Betty DeGeneres.
Hmm. All right, well, Homo, get on that chop chop, please.
Will do. You know, we are detailed.
I know you are. Gays are very good with details. They're very organized.
Very good, and, Homo Joe.
And Mike, you. Burn the sheets, will you?
Yeah, I will. Absolutely.
Thank you, HJ.
Sorry. Bye-bye.
All right, well, Homo Joe. Not a Mike, Homo Joe.
I'll do it for you guys.
All right, and you know what? I bet he gets a phone call through to Ann.
Absolutely.
Ellen.
That's the right way to go with that.
Then we get the ball rolling. Then we'll see what Honey, the general manager, thinks about that, huh?
And Honey, I Miss You.
What do you think about that?
There you go.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This was in the newspaper, and I really want to get...
Your sister, on the other hand, gave herself a lot of options, such as Bowdoin, Holy Cross, Georgetown.
You know that Georgetown is a total reach for me.
Oh, please, they'd be crazy not to want you.
If I can get in there, that means I probably can get into Berkeley.
Over my dead body.
There are more Nobel Prize winners in the San Francisco Bay Area than anywhere on the planet.
Nobel Prize for what? Pack and fudge.
The Don and Mike Show. They use the hair for protection. Don and Mike.
Robbie, if you would please hand me the black light.
Ah, here we go.
Now, what we should do really is...
Mike, just wait.
Okay.
See, I've already checked this out.
Okay. Oh, wait. You checked it out already?
I haven't checked the room out, but look,
I was just going to say we should block off that big window.
No, there's no need. When all the lights go off...
Really, it's dark enough?
You're going to see it's dark enough.
Okay.
And this is one of those big, long... black light tubes, like the type that you would have in your bedroom when you were a kid.
Yeah, that's right. Your like mod posters.
Like a fluorescent shade, but it gives off ultraviolet light.
And we have enough cord. board,
right,
that we'll actually be able to go around the entire room.
Very exciting.
And I think you'll find that when all the lights are off,
oh boy,
that we will be able to see quite well as we move it up to the microphone.
All right.
I'm also going to go on my chair, your chair.
Very cool.
Over all of the buttons here in the control room.
Good.
Because remember, when we had the guy who wrote the penis book on the show yesterday, one of the things that he said was that that there was all kinds of geesh everywhere.
Right.
And then Buzz said, well, you really want to know how to find it, go with a black light.
Absolutely.
So, now let me turn it on. All right. Hold on. You plug it in, Robbie?
Takes a second for it to kick in, like a fluorescent light.
Okay, all right, hold on.
Ow. Just hit my head on the speaker, the monitor speaker.
It's dark.
Is it plugged in?
Is it plugged in?
Hold on. I just hit that with my stomach. I was trying to lean over my stomach, actually.
I thought that was the answer to, is it plugged in?
Was it plugged in, Rob?
Yeah, it should be plugged in.
Should be plugged in, all right. Let me turn it again.
There you go.
Okay, lights off, please, Robbie. See, Mike? See how easy it is with all the lights off to see in here? The first thing, and look at this. I'll put it on your side so you can see. Look on my microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Look at all the goo.
That's nasty.
Look, you should see how it illuminates all of the various DNA on the microphone that I use every day.
The goo.
The microphone that I am forced to share with other disc jockeys.
Oh, that is so foul.
Now, I don't know for sure the disc jockeys by name who share this microphone with me.
That's pretty nasty.
For most shows, this is the number one microphone. Maybe they're numbered number one, number two, and number three.
I kind of like this light.
Okay. Now, going to sweep the control board. Okay, because there was lots of stuff all over the microphone, all over the main microphone. And now look.
Oh, that is so gross!
Look as I go over the control board.
God.
Look at all the particles. Look at this. Jesus Christ, look at all the DNA on this board.
Oh, that is foul.
How gross is this?
That is totally foul.
I'm not exaggerating. There are a million particles.
That is so totally gross.
And you know what? Look at this. Predominantly, there's a lot down by the buttons. But up here, up on the top part of the board.
Yeah, like where the dials are turned, you know, where little fingers, little snotty fingers turn the dials.
Look at all that. Okay, now I'm going to do the plexiglass that's in front of us that holds all my notes and stuff.
Well, that seems to be relatively...
Not bad.
That's the cleanest thing in this whole room.
Yeah, but that spends a lot of time out of the studio, too.
Oh, we only bring that in for me, right?
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Now I'm going to do the cartridge machines.
All right.
The tape machines. Oh. Well, look at that. Look at that.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Look at... Okay.
You know what?
Hold on. Look right here.
Yeah.
Look right here. Like someone did something there.
Oh, even worse.
Do you see this?
That looks like a smear. That looks like a definite smear.
You mean on card three?
I'm ready to puke.
Look at that. Yeah, Robbie's right. You see the smear, Mike?
Yeah, it's totally disgusting.
Okay. And then when you put the black light down a little close... Down far... Oh!
The little white specks are dead skin cells.
The little white specks are dead skin.
And this is, you know, we're pointing out, this is a room that's not pitch black, too. I mean, the way they normally like to do it. And we're still seeing all this stuff. If you had it pitch black in here, you'd see a lot more stuff.
Hey, Buzz, what do you think this smear is over here? You seem to be the expert. See the smear right here on number three?
I think that's just like spooge that was on somebody's hand as it brushed.
Yeah, you know what that spooge is.
I'm ready to play the tape, Dow. I'm ready to play the tape, Dow. Why don't we have any Kleenex in the studio?
Okay, are you ready for one of the acid tests?
Yes.
I'm going to do the chair, the main disc jockey chair. Now, thank God I don't sit in this most days.
Here we go.
I stand during the whole show.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh!
You know what?
It's not bad.
No, the back of it is bad.
Right.
Well, let me turn it so you can see it, Mike.
Fairly new chair.
Okay.
See, the back is bad. But surprisingly, where the asses go...
I'm amazed at that.
There's not much on the ass area.
That's because it's not the chair to check out here.
Okay, I'm getting to the red chair.
All right, very good.
Now, wait a minute. Let me go to the telephones.
Telephone.
Telephone has to... Now, would it pick up on the telephone? Yeah, it sure does. Oh, look at by where you dial the phone number.
That is disgusting.
Look at, can you look... Look at the population of spoods there.
You know, really, does anyone ever come in here and spray all this stuff and just give it a wipe?
Oh, my God. Oh, look at the telos, Mike. Look at this. Where all the disc jockeys touch the foot callers on the air.
Phenomenal amounts of bacteria, I can only imagine.
It's the worst. The CD players, loaded with it. Loaded with it. Let me check out the monitor. Oh, my God. On our computer monitor, look at this. There's flecks of it all over the place.
Yeah, there's spooge.
Oh, my God. Oh, all right. Here's another chair we're going to check out.
All right.
Wheel it in, Charlie.
Is that my old chair?
Yeah.
Yes? No?
Yeah, that's the one you used to
use. Is this Mike's old chair?
Yeah that's the chair I shared with everybody.
Okay.
Back it up so I can see the bottom of it.
All right. As you can see, the back is not bad. Mike, this chair is relatively clean.
Okay. Yeah. That's amazing. That's a miracle.
Relatively clean.
I know there's crap in that chair.
Well, no, I'm telling you, we just gave it the black light test.
I emphasize crap.
Relatively clean.
Well, let me just pick up the telephone. Let's see on the plastic telephone, you can't really see anything. All right. How about, let's go over here.
Door handle?
Robbie, go back there and please do the door handle, the main handle to the door in the studio. Get the extension cord. Great experiment this is.
Oh,
Jesus. Oh, God, look at it all over the wall there.
Oh, God.
Look at it. Oh, my God.
How's the door handle look?
You know, amazingly clean.
Yeah, but look at all around the door, though. I mean,
is that just rips in the wallpaper?
Yeah.
And anything that's naturally white will glow bright.
All right. Rob, go over by where the map was. Oh, he's doing the light switches.
Oh, wait. To the right. Right there. What is that? What is that?
What is that? Of some sort.
Yeah.
What is it?
Look at that stain, Don.
Oh, my God.
And look, it drips down further. Look at that.
Hold on. And wait.
That's gauge.
Go further. It drips a second time. Look way down at the bottom.
Right down the bottom.
No. Up, Rob. Up. Right there. No. Down. Right there.
Yeah, and now look even further down.
Oh, my God.
Look even lower. Look at that.
Ow! I swear to God. I am going to puke.
Oh, man.
Now, hold on. Just for a point of reference, turn the lights back on for a minute.
Right.
Let me just see.
I had to refresh
some of them. Well, I guess some of those stains you can see. But you know what? What that does is you see some of the stains, but it picks up the stains that you can't see. Okay, lights off again, Rob. Oh, my God.
Hey, Don.
Yeah?
I just figured out a good place to check.
Where?
I'm going to check underneath my console.
Oh, let me check there also, Robbie. Yeah. Right.
Underneath.
Hold on. We became unplugged.
Underneath the console.
Okay.
Plug back
go underneath. Going underneath mine right now.
All right.
Here we go.
All right. Taking a peek?
Look by the trash can.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stains down here, man. I mean, they don't look like the stains on the wall, though. I got to say that it looks relatively clean.
Okay.
I've just sweeped underneath here. Oh, but Jesus Christ, I'm doing the trash can now. Ugh.
Pretty gross.
Oh, no. You know, this must be where people are, like, throwing their sodas into the trash can.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the garbage.
Okay, that's what I'm seeing. Okay, now, relatively clean on this side. Okay, let's, Robbie, do the rest of the wall over there by where the map used to be. I'd be curious to see. I already see a stain right there. Look at all the stains on that wall.
Not bad, though.
Well, how do stains get that high on the wall?
Well, just like the guy in the penis book wrote.
What, Robbie?
More stains down here.
Oh, my God. There's more drippy stains. Look at all the drippy stains.
Buzz, can you open that door a few more times?
Look at all. Well, you know what it is? Buzz is really about to puke, I think.
Oh, what is this?
That is foul.
Oh!
What is that?
Oh, look at that. That is a big swooshing.
It looks a little yellow.
Spread out.
It's kind of yellow, and it's spread all over the wall.
That's not good.
Jesus Christ.
All right, let me see it for a second. I want to check out this chair.
All right, hold on. I want to see. I want to be able to see it.
The chair, and under that console that you were going to do, Mike.
All right, Mike's doing the chair now that he's positive is covered. You know what, Mike? It looks clean. That chair looks clean. Looks damn clean.
This is where we have the strip trivia contestants answer questions in that spot.
That looks clean, though, man.
A lot of flex.
Yeah, but no big spots. Mike's doing the wall behind him now. That wall is relatively clean as opposed to the wall over here.
Here's my new chair.
Okay, all right, yeah, let's do your new chair that only you sit in.
Only I sit in.
Okay, give it the check. Give it the check. You got anything over there?
I got a few flex.
Hold on. Let me get close to it. You got to get kind of really on top of it.
Yeah? What do you see? Robbie, what do you see over there?
Almost nothing.
What's new?
I see one dot right there.
Mike, why don't you go under your console?
Under the counter. Then.
This may be the main event.
Go under your counter right now.
Oh, look at the floor.
Oh, the floor. Oh.
You're looking at the undersurface of the counter?
You know, it's tough because it's a white surface, Don. You know, like you're...
Yeah.
But
checking here.
What are you seeing?
It doesn't look bad.
Huh.
This thing isn't picking up everything, I think.
No, I think it is. I think that it's possible that most of the damage in this studio
Don,
is what?
You have to come over here.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Hold on. What has he found?
Wait a minute.
We've got...
All right, wait a minute. Here I am.
All right. Right what there. Look at this. Look at that entire...
Wait a minute. Let me just... What is that?
I think you know what that is, Mike.
It starts here,
and it goes all the way down.
Down here.
There are big buzz on this side right here, like where the guest microphone sits.
Right.
There are big drippies. There are these giant drippies that start at the top of the console.
Uh-huh.
And it's... And there's... Is there any doubt what that is?
Does
it have a crystalline appearance? Is it... You see crystals?
Well, listen, Professor, why don't you come take a look at it yourself?
Okay.
Come here right now, Professor Backwards, and take a look at this. Mike and I are not as skilled at this as you are.
Over here, Dr. Geesh.
Now, once we determine what it is, we're going to have to determine its source.
Wait a minute. Look at this.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on.
This is as close to where I live, over here.
This is close to where Mike sits.
All right.
Well, let's see. Wait a minute. What do you got?
I got to get a little more cord here. All right, wait a minute.
What do you got?
This huge chair. Who bought that?
What do you got? What have you been doing over there, Mike?
What is this?
Shouldn't I ask you that question?
I suppose you should.
Isn't that where you sit?
I suppose I want to say it.
It's not me. Okay, Buzz?
Yes?
Take a look right here.
All right.
Now, these are the drips that are in question. Does it have a crystalline appearance? You tell me if it has a crystalline appearance. Starts right here. You see him?
Uh-huh.
Then you go down, and then you go down here by the electrical socket, and there's more drippies, and then there's drippies all the way down to the floor.
Would anything show up on here on the
wood?
That's just anything.
Yeah, I'm telling you that this that's a magic marker, Mark, Mike.
It is.
Yeah, that wall's pretty clean. Buzz, what is your expert opinion of the drippies?
Well, it's not definitely biological, but it could be. It sort of has that pattern, doesn't it?
It looks like it. Doesn't it look like it?
Come. I don't think that that's that's the proper statement.
Come what may. Oh, Mike. Yeah. Hold on. Over on this side, more drippies
and really like solid.
Look at on this side.
That is.
Look at this one here. Jesus Christ!
Oh God!
Oh wait! No! Oh my God! You tell me that. Look there. Look at there.
Foul.
You know what that is? That is a cascade of love.
It's
raining men. I believe I've located the spot.
That's it.
I think you found the mother lode.
That's how the orgy occurred.
Look at that.
That is foul.
There is no doubt.
That is disgusting.
Yeah,
no doubt. Right over here to the right of the main board.
We got a gusher.
Someone,
that is really foul.
Someone has come over here and pleasured themselves.
This is disgusting. We need a clean sweep in here. We really do. We need serious maintenance in here.
Lights
I know
on.
They don't do it. They don't. Right, the maintenance people don't touch this studio. Isn't
lights
right?
on, Robbie. Right. Lights on, please.
All right, I'm done with
you
that.
You know. You know what I want to do? I want to look at it now.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, right. I'll see if it still shows.
Yeah. Can't see it.
Not a trace.
The one spot that's right behind the instant replay, for those of you familiar with the layout of our studio, there is what appears to be, it looks like the wall is crying.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I feel like one of those people that's just seen one of those pictures of Jesus or Mary that is crying.
Yeah, we're going to have a shrine here. People are going to be visiting here pretty soon.
Oh, my God. I had
so
no,
disgusting.
I had no idea.
Do you know, really, who do we... Now, I'm really serious here.
I'm going to call Ken right now.
Who do we ask?
I'm going to call Ken.
This is gross. They wonder why, seriously, that you get every single member of this air staff sick every single year.
Besides that,
there's something.
We've got to have a rule.
Hello.
Ken, it's Don and Mike again.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Listen, very serious now. This is not a goof, okay?
Okay.
We were just going over the studio with a black light.
We turned all the lights out, made it pitch black in here, and we took a black light to show any stains that wouldn't be visible to the naked eye.
You know what I'm talking about?
I'm afraid so.
Like a fella's DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And there's one spot in here where it's
really hideous.
It's It's highly evident. It's raining men, if I could be very blunt with you.
Plus, the walls have various locations. That, I mean, Ken, this studio needs a good disinfecting.
The board, the control board, is covered with what appears to be a flecks of human skin.
If you saw the Telos, the phone board that we use, it's just we're wondering what the hell to do.
I want to wear plastic gloves now to run the controls in this studio.
Does anyone ever come in here and clean? Really clean.
I thought Dan Ryson was in there every day.
Well, if you would come down during a commercial break, and we will turn the black light on.
We'll show you the walls. We'll show you the board.
When we show you the fountain of man, that is on the back of one of these consoles.
It's pretty amazing.
There is no doubt what's going on in this studio. I mean, there is no doubt. It's got to be cleaned, man.
That's right.
Please. Please clean this room.
You've thoroughly grossed me out. I'll take care of it.
It's very gross.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Amazing what a black light will do.
Yeah.
Ugh.
However, there's obvious proof that someone's having a good time in this room.
Oh, it must be party time on the weekends.
I mean, I don't want to say it's the tech radio guys, and I don't want to say that it's Pat Goss with Goss's Garage. but
of course not.
But someone in this
room. What's going on in Goss's Garage?
You know. The punk show is just unsupervised.
Oh, hours, yeah. And they have pierced nipples and all that stuff. God knows what they're doing.
Really, I mean,
I am not exaggerating when I say there was one spot where you can see
don't
splatter and then drip down.
I'll go there.
I mean, unless Gallagher was doing a show in here, I'll tell you, this is pretty nasty stuff.
All right, well, thank you.
I'll take care of that.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, does anybody... Does it just seem to smell more in here now? I mean, really, Rob, are you eating one of your meals?
No, I don't have anything open.
I don't smell anything new, Mike. I really don't.
See, I'm just now
unless it's just that we're all sweating now because we've just realized, the environment that we work in.
You know, one of the nice things here, and I will go on record saying this, that, outside of an occasional gastrointestinal explosion, we don't stink. We really don't. And, it's just, I'm aware of all the filth that's in here right now.
Right over
this
here,
whole
though.
Building's a fuck.
Right over here. That's the spot.
But think about your Telos, too. Think about your control board. Think about the carts. Think about the chairs. Think about everything in here. It's really foul.
You had to see it.
Do you remember
the worst I've ever seen?
That studio that we went into at KHTK in Sacramento, California. Do you remember? One of the things I noticed about that.
I bet they have some geesh on their walls.
I'm sure they have geesh, but it was immaculate. It really was clean.
Clean. This place is a pigsty.
It's always been filthy.
There's no doubt about it. And now that we've taken the black light to it.
Right.
We see what really is going on in this room. I mean, the fountain of man. And it's not visible. That's the thing that's so wacky. It's not visible to the naked eye.
And, we took the black light and we saw that. If we took, microscopes and went around here, you'd see there'd be a lot of stuff crawling.
Oh, the guys would be waving at us.
That's why it's so important to wash your hands a lot, especially this time of year, because there's biological stuff everywhere.
Seriously, let's be real honest here. Do you know, Buzz and Don, I know you guys do, I wash my hands probably 8-9 times during a show. Every time I go, winky tink.
Me too.
I mean, everybody does on this show.
Yeah. I do almost always.
There's sometimes when you just can't.
Just in a rush, man. Got to get back in here.
Sure, if you put that black light on that Dial soap, that soap canister.
Sure. Rob?
Professionally filthy.
Would there be any way that we could get a microphone cord that would allow us to go into the men's room on the main floor and go in there with a black light?
Yeah, really. And then something? At that point, you shut that door. It's totally black in there.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I am afraid
the Halloween horror show.
I am afraid of what we would see in the main men's room.
I'd be afraid we might awaken something. the ultraviolet rays would say,
I'm serious.
I've lived in back of the toilet for 10 years.
I mean, that is the single grossest thing, I think, that I've ever seen.
I really would love to have Ken in that experiment.
Well, I'm going
to
bring him down during a commercial, and I'm going to show him the Fountain of Man over here on the wall, and show him over by the door handle, and then show him the studio, the monitors, and the telephone. No, I'm afraid to answer the telephone now.
I know, because I'm going to bite your finger.
I don't want to put my hand on there. I'll risk it. Very quickly. Oh, I just hung up on somebody. Hello?
Hi. Hey, that's exactly what I was going to mention to you guys. Check the bathroom out. My company is a pest elimination division. And we use these lights to go find and prove that people have rats by finding the urine.
Right.
We took one into the bathroom that we have here. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting.
It makes you want to stay out of the bathroom after that. You have no idea.
When we do the bathroom experiment, I mean, get ready for a treat.
I think I'm just going to start going outside again. Are we going to be able to do that, Rob?
Mr. Wendell said about 15, 20 minutes. He'll have a mic in there for you.
Okay, beautiful.
Excellent.
Beautiful. Excellent. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, fellas. Actually, I had two things. Sounds like G-Man is more vigorous and potent than he lets on. And second of all...
Or leads on.
What's that?
Go ahead, sir.
You said leads on, but that's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. If you take the black light and put it right up to your face, you can see every pore and every crevice and
scar and everything.
It's really gross.
Okay, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
That man has lost his vision.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
I don't think I'm going to see anything grosser than the Fountain of Man that I just saw on the other side of the control board here.
I'd almost bet you another 20 that you're going to see something.
Okay. Nothing grosser in this studio.
Absolutely.
That's the horror story in this studio. However, when we go into the bathroom to sweep the bathroom, Katie bar the door, all bets are off. Hello?
Hello?
Let me ask you something. Would you be brave enough to sweep our office? Because, you know, people have had sex in our office. We've let listeners have sex in the office.
I think we should. I think we really, because I'll tell you, I'll be in there tomorrow with industrial cleaner.
Hey, what can we do for you?
I used to know this girl back in college, and we used to have black lights in our dorm room.
Yeah?
And it was so nasty. She would have, like, so much makeup on. It was caked on. You should see if there's any makeup around your studio.
Why?
I don't know. See if any... the girls that work there are getting busy.
Well, I'm wearing some right now.
Thank you.
What do you mean by that?
It's just your regular show makeup, though, Mike.
Sure, yeah. My show makeup, which we all do. Even though it's radio, we do it just to feel better.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You guys taking bets on the secret sound?
No, we're not taking bets on the secret. Right now we're trying to figure out the secret stain.
Absolutely. We've got some major disinfecting to do.
How major?
Yeah, you wouldn't believe it. It's astonishing.
Gross. You know what you do behind your closed doors?
Oh,
at night when you read your magazines?
Yeah.
Okay. Someone's doing that here in our studio.
Right. Sitting Indian style on the floor.
We've just seen evidence of it.
Well, you have had girl shows in there.
No, these are not girl stains that we're seeing.
And we are eyewitnesses to the girl shows. And believe me, if anybody did that, they'd be thrown out of here.
And furthermore, the area that we were sweeping where we found the Fountain of Man, that is, as far as this show goes, that's virgin territory, man. That's territory that's never used.
Someone's using it.
Yeah, right. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that bulletin, Dan Rather. Thank you. All right, one more call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What up?
Hey.
Hey, I heard this is all hearsay, and I know you guys aren't into that, but this guy I know, his dad worked for the police department in Las Vegas, and they had to do a raid on a strip joint, and they used something like a black light to see blood and semen stains on the floor.
Right.
Well, they went at it and discovered that the carpet was infested with crabs, and you could see the crabs moving around.
I don't believe that.
Oh, I don't doubt that for a second.
Sure.
Oh, that is
Why
so
would we be grossed out by that hearsay?
That
as factual evidence, factual evidence, Your Honor, not hearsay.
You want to roll around on the ground.
Oh, that is so
That
gross.
Will be entered into the permanent record, and we thank you.
Check out the cigarette under a black light, too.
All right, okay, thank you. Goodbye. Goodbye now, goodbye. We got a break, and we'll be back with more.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Buddy, what's going to happen to me? It's too sad to even think about.
Oh, God.
Regis Philbin. Come on, Artie. Regis Philbin, he came back.
Central, what do you want to do? You want to sit there while Kathy Lee prattles on in your good ear about how Frank hates to change Cody's poopy diapers?
The Don and Mike Show.
They're dope on the floor and they're magic on the mic. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
This will be, at least for right now, the final episode of As the World Ahearns, of course, dedicated to the douchebag of the Washington Post. So if everybody's in place, let's go and cue our announcer. Here's the wrap-up episode.
When we last left him, our hero, Frank Ahearns, was in a world of trouble. He had just been shot multiple times by his spurned ex-life partner, Sergio. Amazingly, the vast majority of the shots fired at Frank hit him exclusively in his newly installed plastic vagina. Only a couple of the bullets went astray, resulting in the unfortunate and senseless deaths of both Leonard Shapiro and Dr. Gridlock. But I digress. Our focus must remain on our hero, Frank, who, as we join today's episode, is lying in a puddle of his own blood, curled up in a fetal position on the floor at a party in Washington, D.C., surrounded by all the heavy hitters of print journalism. Luckily, Frank was escorted to the party by a brilliant young surgeon, Dr. Chip Bandwidth. Dr. Bandwidth kneels down next to Frank to see if he can save our young hero and says,
"This is worse than I thought. Everyone must clear this room. Give this pseudo-journalist some room. Good God, look at this mess. I haven't seen vaginal bleeding this severe since Barbara Bush hit menopause."
"Oh, tell me about this. And the ironic thing is, I wasn't even supposed to start my first menstrual cycle until a week from Wednesday."
"Frank, boy, you can talk."
"Of course I can. The bullets hit my vulva, not my voice box. But the fact remains, I am in excruciating pain. If you don't do something soon, I'm a goner for sure."
"Don't worry, sweetheart. I'll do everything I can to make sure you pull through. Now then, let's have a look at that vagina."
"What should I do, doctor?"
"Well, Frank, boy, if you can elevate your hips and spread your legs as far apart as you can, I've got to get at your crotch."
"Oh, Dr. Bandwidth, I've waited for so long to hear you say those words to me."
"I know, Francis. I'm sorry it's under these unfortunate conditions. Now, try to show me that sensational cervix of yours."
"Oh, by goodness, doctor! I can't move from the waist down!"
"That says to me you've suffered some very heavy nerve damage. I'd better call over to the hospital to see if they can send over a specialist who can help you, because, as you know, my field of expertise is prosthetic genitalia."
So, as Dr. Bandwidth goes off to call into the hospital, Frank is timidly approached by the only other figure remaining in the room. He is a darkly handsome, muscular man dressed in a studded leather outfit. It is Sergio, the man who only moments earlier had tried to kill Frank in a burst of jealousy-fueled gunfire. But his mood has changed. He seems apologetic as he approaches our hero.
"Francisco, my darling, you look truly pitiful. So sad."
"Well, considering you just unloaded about 20 bullets into my latex labia, I can't move my legs and I'm bleeding to death. I thought I was putting up a pretty brave front. It's pretty lucky that I was able to drink a half a pink lady before your terrorist attack. Boy, that liquor sure helps ease the pain."
"Well, my darling, I came over to beg your forgiveness. Please, Francisco, can you ever put the incident behind us?"
"Sergio. Sergio. You finally saw the error of your ways, didn't you? You want us to be together? You want to experience the splendor of my new vagina?"
"Actually, I was just wondering if you could introduce me to Senor Tony Kornheiser. I never realized how dreamy he was."
At that moment, Dr. Chip Bandwidth returns to Frank's side and says,
"Listen, boy, bad news. The hospital can't send anyone to help out. All the other doctors were called out to help John Imus with his 5 broken ribs, his broken collarbone, his separated shoulder, and his collapsed lung."
"Who is John Imus?"
"Exactly."
"Oh, Dr. Bandwidth, try to help me. I feel myself getting weaker."
"Okay, boy. Let's have a look. Yes, definite signs of nerve damage. After the shooting, it seems that Frank has lost control of his bowels."
"Actually, doctor, that happened this afternoon. I've never had a lot of luck with controlling my BMs, but I still love looking at them."
"Good God! This is worse than I thought. This is the worst-looking gash I've ever seen. Sergio!
Si.
Hand me my medical bag."
"Si.
I've got bad news for you, Frank."
"What is it, doc?"
"Listen, boy, it appears that your body is rejecting the vagina after all.
I was afraid this would happen.
You were?
Yes.
Oh.
When we did our initial blood work at the hospital, I realized that your bloodstream was totally devoid of all hormones. Therefore, your body cannot, by its very nature, sustain any sexual function. That vagina has got to go.
Oh, well, that's not too bad.
But there's more.
What? You have to take my Merkin, too?
Well, actually, boy, you can keep your Merkin, but it appears you're going to die.
I, Chihuahua!
Even after an emergency vaginal removal and some fast stitching, the blood loss continued at a rapid rate. Frank was indeed dying. And now that he was back to being an asexual peon, a strange calm fell over him. He began to speak.
Now, the end is in sight. There are a few things that I'd like to get off my concave chest. First of all, Dr. Bandwidth?
Yes.
I never really loved you.
Really, boy?
That's the truth, sir. I was just using you to make Sergio jealous. I wanted him to father my children.
Well, you did make him jealous, boy. He did kill three people.
Not people, Dr. Bandwidth. Reporters! And Sergio, I am so flattered that you killed for me. By the way, let me see the gun that you used.
Here it is, my friend Cisco.
Ooh, thanks. Take that, bitch!
Do you have any other deathbed confessions, Frank Aherns?
Yes, I do. It's time I told it. The truth is that... Well, here it goes. I love the Donna Bike Show. There. I said it. I love the Donna Bike Show.
But boy, why do you write all that negative stuff about them?
Because they refuse to love me back. I mean, of course I find them hilarious and compelling. I think that they are far and away the greatest thing on the dial. They are the future. They are... radio gods. But they never once gave me the respect that I was entitled to. All I ever really wanted was for them to recognize me for what I really am.
Which is what?
A beautiful... beautiful, luscious woman.
So, boy, you really loved Don and Mike all along?
Yes, it was a strange, one-sided love affair. And since they wouldn't let me love them, I had to hate them. In fact, Don and Mike are my second favorite radio show of all time.
Next to who?
Rod and Fez!
That figures.
And with that, Frank Aherns was dead. No life, no career, and no genitals. But the world goes on, and soon there will be another radio critic to take his place. And if the new critic is smart and chooses his words wisely, he'll never have a radio drama written about him. A drama like As the World Aherns.
Bravo!
Bully!
Author!
Bully!
Author!
Bully!
Bravo!
Bully!
Marconi Award!
There you go.
Marconi Award!
There you go.
Frank Aherns, why don't you roll that up and smoke it?
That was a beautiful, beautiful ending.
What do you think about that, huh?
Wonderful.
Great. That's good.
I love that.
Now, how could he possibly write in his online column today? I heard a couple of episodes, and my thinking was, good idea, below average execution.
Of course he had to say that. But, of course, we heard the truth today. The truth today that he really loves us. We just don't love him back.
Sorry, can't do it, Frank.
And when you don't get loved back sometimes, that's the greatest hatred of all.
And now he's dead. You're dead to us.
Yes, dead to us.
You're dead to us. You died with your plastic vagina.
Absolutely.
On the operating table with Dr. Chip Bandwidth and Sergio.
Sergio, your life partner. Fantastic.
There you go, As the World I Heard.
Marvelous.
marvelous ending. Wonderful, dramatic. I cried. I laughed.
Of course, as in with all good soap operas, if he riles us again, you know, just like they do on One Life to Live, you can bring people back from the dead.
Yeah. Absolutely. You can have a fantastic dream sequence.
The easiest thing to do. Stand by. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Shay, what's this all about?
My report card.
The same semester?
Uh-huh.
What'd you do, turn in some extra credit reports?
No.
You take the midterms over?
Uh-uh.
You mean to tell me that you argued your way from a C-plus to an A-minus?
Totally based on my powers of persuasion. You proud?
Honey, I couldn't be happier than if they were based on real grades.
The Don and Mike Show.
They will put the boom, boom, booty on ye. Don and Mike.
You know, I hate tooting my own horn, but I do want to point out again to those people who enjoy throwing it on our faces that we are not actually in show business.
Yes.
I would just like to point out, and I'm sure you'll have this waiting for you at your mailbox when you get home today, Mike.
Did you get another one?
And you'll notice the postmark, Hollywood, California.
That is right from Hollywood.
Screen Actors Guild,
which you and I are members.
It is another one of the major residual checks.
How much is the windfall this week?
For her appearance on Babylon 5.
And the total is?
After taxes.
What'd you get?
After taxes.
They take out taxes.
Taxes.
Oh, that's worth not even worth the paper. $2.64.
Yeah! That's bigger than the last one, I think.
Before taxes.
Right.
$4.55.
Oh, those add up.
And they took out federal tax, Social Security, Medicare, and California state tax.
That is exciting. I tell you, just add it to the Hollywood screenwriter's kitty.
Show you that right there. Rob, as has become a tradition on this show, would you please get me a lighter?
There you go.
I will once again thumb my nose at the Hollywood Authority, and I'm going to burn yet another residual check.
Fantastic. It's worth it.
That's right, because I thumb my nose at Hollywood.
So glad you've never asked me to do that, because I have saved all of mine.
If I could, if I didn't think we'd get in trouble, I would use it after a nice BM.
Well, you probably wouldn't get in trouble, but I don't think we'd want to see that. No.
Well.
We'll watch the burning.
Yeah, okay. We'll burn the check as soon as Rob comes in with the... with the matches. Robbie?
Does he have a... Rob, did I steal your Zippo? Do you have a Zippo lighter somewhere?
Got it. But Miss Terry is closer.
Okay, very good.
There you go. This is the sound. Listen to this now. That's the sound of a big lighter. And here it goes, Mike.
Very good, man.
From Warner Brothers Television Productions, pay to the order of Don Geronimo, $2.64.
You are a major effing star of
Babylon,
the highest order.
Babylon 5, Voice in the Wilderness.
There it is.
And
it,
let me see if you can hear this. I guess there is no sound to this flag.
No, Don, it would be a log that crackles.
There it is.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, major fire. Major fire in the studio.
Oh, dear. You still holding it?
It's gone, Mike. I'm now to the part of the check where they just have the deductions.
Oh,
there you go.
There it goes.
Now, Mike, do you burn your checks?
No, Buzz, as I said earlier, I saved them all. And that right now, I believe I've got a total of $16 in the bank.
Wow.
Based on those checks.
I've burned at least $12 worth of checks, man.
It's very exciting every time we have a check burning in here.
Rob, is that situation under control? Yeah, Rob, why don't you go get me a fire extinguisher? I'm serious.
No, we're okay.
I'm serious. Go get a fire extinguisher.
Are you all right?
Well,
the boy put it in a plastic...
Oh, the plastic's on fire.
He put it in a plastic trash can.
That can be dangerous. That can be dangerous. Put it out.
There we go. Pins out.
Come on.
Pins out.
Watch your eyes. Watch your eyes. God forbid we ever have a real fire in here, because there's going to be no fire extinguisher left.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
That did the trick, didn't it?
Yeah.
Looks good.
Fire's out.
Oh, come on. You know you want to give it another... No, don't give it another... Smell that.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, no. Don't even think about it. Oh, wow.
Here's one for you, Buzz.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man,
oh, look at that. I got it all over Buzz's window.
That's the first time that window's been cleaned in years.
Boy, it's cool. Do you feel how cool that stuff
is? Sure, it's fire extinguisher, Mike.
Oh, I can't. Don, it hasn't gotten to you yet, but you're not going to be able to breathe.
I don't think that there's a smell.
Oh, there is.
I can smell it over
here. What's wrong with you? What's wrong? Are you human? Are you human? Are you a human being?
I'm all right. I smell a little something now. That's refreshing, man. That's a good smell. No, really, the smell has not reached to me. Maybe because I was spraying it in all other directions.
Oh, man, that's powerful.
I guess that's why firemen wear gas masks and stuff.
Right.
You okay, Mike?
No. Man. God. Yeah, it's dissipating. That's good. That's good. It's dissipating.
Yes, Robbie?
The window's open.
How are you, Rob?
I'm great. I'm really effing great. The window's open, and because of, I believe it's designed to disperse quickly for the safety factor, so I think we're all going to be okay.
How can the window be open? We don't have any windows that open
the door's
studio.
Open.
The door is open.
Yeah. There's not the fumes.
Okay.
All right, maybe I'm getting a little something now. Maybe I know what you guys are talking about. It's a little stronger than nail polish remover.
Chemical smell is what it is.
A little bit. Well, Mike, when you're fighting fires.
You got to fight fires.
That's what you got to do.
But yeah. God bless you for grabbing the microphone at the same time as the fire extinguisher so we could hear.
Thank you, bud. Oh, we just had somebody on the phone and I just hung up on him. Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's a furball.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi there.
Don.
Yes.
I was wondering if you know what happened to Jack Diamond.
What do you mean what happened to him?
I heard he's no longer on the radio.
Well, that would be a happy day, but no, I haven't heard that, sir.
Oh, well, that's a rumor.
All right, thank you.
Really?
Well, that's a good rumor if it's true.
Hello. Chase that one down. I'd like to find out if that's true or not.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, kick ass! Woo!
Okay, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, today is Chris Burke's birthday. Can we get a tribute?
You mean the great Chris Burke?
The talent that is.
He's 34 today.
Do we have a copy of Poison Ivy?
Yeah. I'm getting a little lightheaded. I'm not being facetious. I'm getting
like
just a little bit lightheaded. That is potent stuff. That
what's in there? Can somebody read like what can happen if it's in a closed space?
Fire extinguisher stuff, man.
It's better than burning alive, Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I don't know what those other people were calling about, but I'm not calling about that. I'm calling about something else.
Okay.
You guys want to know what?
Sure, I'll ask what, sir.
I'm calling about my butt. Nah.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hello there.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Kara. How are you?
Hi, Kara.
Hi. I was calling because I know yesterday you caught your wife on the cell phone.
Yes, I did. She accidentally turned on her cell phone while she was in the grocery store, and we got to hear her for what seemed like an eternity.
Right. Well, that happened to me, too, about 3 years ago. And what it was is a guy I was dating at the time, pretty seriously, he accidentally hit his cell phone and called me.
Oh, hold on. Are you okay, Mike?
No, I am not.
Would you like a moment to leave the room?
I just might want to take a walk down the hall. I'm going to be all right. Let me keep it together here. But that's, I just got, the room's moving around, guys.
Wow.
It really is.
And she's gone.
Oh, boy.
The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Man, oh, man.
Boy. All right, now it says on my screen, this must be from the engineering department.
Uh-huh.
NCR check paper, and that's the paper that the check was written on,
right,
is carcinogenic.
Uh-huh.
Halon displaces oxygen.
Uh-huh.
Get the doors open now.
Okay.
So apparently that would be why we're feeling lightheaded, because there's a lack of oxygen in the room right now. But the door is open. Besides, it was a small check, man. It was only for $2.64. It was a very small check.
Right.
It wasn't one like one of those big, gigantic checks.
Right.
And it certainly was not like one of those Who Wants to Be a Millionaire checks.
No, not like that at all.
Did you watch that show last night? You're about to fall over.
I did. I watched that show.
You are about to cradle over, aren't you?
I watched that show.
And what can you tell me about that show?
No, I didn't watch it last night. I watched TV, though.
Well, hi, hey, Kara?
Yeah?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so anyway, I was dating this guy at the time pretty seriously, and he called me, he didn't know it, but on his cell phone he hit send. And I was really into him at the time, but while he was calling, he was painting a house with a friend.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those people at that time anyway that I'm very against any kind of drug use.
Mm-hmm.
And well, during this call, he was using a plethora of different drugs that I had no idea that he was into.
Wow.
So I ended the relationship.
All right,
and then
I
ended up marrying his best friend,
oh,
who was there with him painting the house.
Okay. Oh, man. That's
you okay,
good.
Mike?
I'm fine.
You okay?
That's fine.
You're turning a little green.
That's okay.
Hello.
That is okay. That's
hello.
Weird. You've done that in here before.
Yes, yes, we've unloaded the fire extinguisher
before.
Wendell,
what the hell is in there?
Wendell?
What is that crap?
Reading the label here, which, of course, you have no time to do when you're fighting a fire.
Right.
Warning, the concentrated agent, when applied to fire, can produce toxic byproducts. Avoid inhalation of these products by evacuating and ventilating the area. Do not use in confined space less than 700 cubic feet per extinguisher.
Well, is this less than 700 cubic feet per extinguisher?
Which shall I get first, a measuring tape or a fan?
Get a fan.
Be right back.
You know, also the trash can liner was burning, so you had burning plastic fumes in the air with everything else.
Oh, really? I'm fine. I swear to God, good. I'm absolutely fine.
I can smell it, but I'm okay.
I'm okay. Are you all right, Mike? Oh, Mike's read the label. Now he's lost. We won't get Mike back for a while when he starts to read a label. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Not any warning.
What are you reading? What are you reading?
Concentrated agent when applied.
Share it with the class.
Can produce toxic byproducts. Avoid inhalation of these products by evacuating and ventilating the area. Do not use in confined space.
That's the same thing Wendell just read.
Per extinguisher.
Okay, here's your fan. Hold on. Here comes a fan. What's the problem? Can you guys plug the fan in? What's the deal there, Robbie?
We were just discussing whether it would be more effective to blow air in or suck air out.
Put the fan right up by Mike, because Mike is feeling the effects of this. I'm feeling fine now. Buzz, you feeling okay?
I'm okay, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Robbie, how you feeling?
Yeah, like normal.
Okay. Uh-oh. Then plug the fan in, Mike. Here you go. Here's
the
fan right now.
A little hungover, but not bad.
Let's mic that fan. Could you get that fan mic'd?
Yeah, point the fan like where the stuff is all on the wall and then blow that over here. Get the goddamn fan in the doorway where the fresh air is, moron.
Oh, don't yell at them. Oh. When you were reading the label, I told them to put the fan there,
God.
Okay. Please.
Put the fan right next to the...
I told them to put the fan
put
there.
Put the fan on top of where I sprayed all the stuff and then blow that on me.
They told them to do it.
Who knows?
Jeez.
Come on.
Well, with you and with, you know, with Gristlehead, I know it takes like 8 minutes for anything to get to your cranium.
It's fine in here.
I am fine. I'm feeling a little lightheaded. That is all. I don't think there's that. You said if I look pale.
You look a little green.
Jeez.
Just a little green. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. How are you?
Hello, Don and Mike. Jason, Mike, here is a firefighter on the line.
Hi, Jason.
Hello. For those who serve. Hello, Jason.
Hello, how are you? Set the fan in the door and point the fan blowing into the studio, and that'll force all the air out.
Makes sense.
Old air out of the studio.
Already done.
And put fresh air in.
Already done, says Fire Marshal Speedway.
What can this stuff do to you?
I don't know about that. I usually don't blow it in my face.
I didn't blow it directly in Mike's face.
No, it's just dispersed in a confined area, like it said on the fire extinguisher. And my question, once again, would be, what can this stuff do to you?
I don't think it's going to kill you. Just breathe.
I don't think so either.
It'll be okay.
I think it's like any aerosol, like when kids do that type of thing. You know, I mean, that's, you get lightheaded.
You might get limp as dickus for a while.
No, that'll never happen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, is that the first time Mike has ever said goddamn on the radio?
Oh, no, he said it many times before.
Yeah, just I've rarely said it with that much vigor.
I enjoy throwing that out. Mike saves them for special occasions.
That's right, when I'm really emotional.
I do know that's the first time I've ever been called a gristlehead. And frankly, that hurts more than the Lord's name in vain.
I apologize, Rob, but I stand by my statement.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, you are on the air.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
It was better than
Don
Mallet.
I need the Don Mike investigative team for this.
Mallet Head was going to be my original choice. You know? Mallet Head is just so trite.
It doesn't reflect the way I eat.
Gristlehead.
Like Gristlehead.
The kind of gristle you find on steak they serve with steak and eggs.
Sure, you can chew on it and then spit it out.
There you go, and it still tastes good.
It tastes great, Mike.
Gristlehead, man.
I'm coming out of it. Can you tell I'm coming out of it?
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good. Welcome back to the world.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
is he down?
No, he just took a mouthful of water and spit it out all over himself. You're a funny man.
See, I'm doing sight gigs. I'm okay.
Hello.
Hello, Don?
Yes, sir.
I need the Don and Mike investigative team for this one.
For what, sir?
I work down on K Street, 19th and K Street downtown.
D.C., right.
D.C. Mm-hmm. There's a guy in the 1900 K Street building who's spackled his window this morning at 9 o'clock for the world to see. And, of course, I have to look across and see.
Wait.
When you say spackle, you're talking about he actually...
You mean yeast with relish?
The man's standing up by his window at 9 o'clock this morning.
Don't start a sentence with no.
That's the Dennis Murphy rule. Oh, and I got to tell you, hold on. I promise I'll come right back to you. Stay right there. I have to tell you the latest on Dennis.
Is there something new with Dennis, a new development with Dennis?
Well, you know, we set him up for a month to take the bus trip today with the 50 listeners to go to King's Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole part of the trip was that Dennis was going to be the house mother for the trip.
Right.
Dennis was going to have the wireless microphone. Dennis was going to have the cell phone.
Right.
Dennis was going to phone in the reports. You remember that even in yesterday's episode, Dennis Murphy called late in the show, and he said, hey, I need to talk to Charlie or to Mike Rockhead to find out the details on where I'm going to catch the bus.
Right.
So we gave him all the information, and this morning at 9 o'clock, all the listeners were on the bus. 50 people are there. The bus waited for an extra hour, and guess who never showed?
Dennis
P. Murphy.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. So unless he is, you know, lying on his floor,
right,
you know, with his body starting to decompose,
at
this point,
not.
Dennis would be on the OUT list.
Oh, my God. Really? He didn't post?
Yeah. So there's no leader for the group to King's Dominion today.
Oh, my.
I don't know how we're going to communicate with the 50 people who are on the party bus.
That's amazing.
Because, you know, we didn't give them the equipment and stuff.
Right.
So, right now, I don't know what's happening. If you do know where Dennis Murphy is, please give us a call. Hold on. Here is the producer holding his nose.
Hi. Why are you holding your nose? You take lots of calls from lots of people. Tell me right now why you're holding your nose.
It stinks in here.
Because of the fire extinguisher thing.
He's had to breathe.
Hi.
What?
You heard me.
Okay, don't call me that again. Do not ever call me that again.
I'll never be that.
Very, very, very lightheaded.
Okay.
Boys.
All right.
Make nice.
All right.
I'm sorry.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Apology accepted.
Thanks. Why did I come in here?
I don't know. I didn't call you in.
But holding your nose. Dennis.
Remember I told you he'd probably drive himself down there?
Right.
He's there.
Oh, he is there. Yep. What about the equipment, though? We couldn't give him the equipment because he didn't show up.
The telephone is what we were going to have him use.
Was there any explanation given by Dennis about why he was late?
Haven't spoken to him.
Okay.
Somebody called. He was getting ready to sing karaoke.
Oh, my God. All right, I guess we will hear from him at some point today. Okay. Thank you, Chuck.
I couldn't make it on time. I just couldn't make it on time.
Mr. Murphy. Okay. Well, listen, what else did you want to say?
Well, this... You're talking to me now?
Yes, sir.
All right. This guy, I was told by a buddy of mine, if I can get through, he'll find out the guy's name and where he works.
All right. This was a guy who was supposedly, what was he? He was pleasuring himself?
He was pleasuring himself up against the window.
Like for everybody to see?
He was looking down, I guess, to make sure no one was watching. He didn't figure that people work across from him that are up above him.
What floor was he on?
He's on the fifth floor.
On the fifth floor?
He's wearing khakis and a green shirt.
Was he observing, was he doing anything to help him along, or was he just like engaging in some little fantasy?
I don't know. My guess was a fantasy. He wasn't holding anything else, like a magazine.
Like a magazine guy.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, we'll put the word out. If anybody saw a man pleasuring himself high above K Street this morning. All right.
1900 K Street.
All right.
All right. Okay. We don't want to get you. Give us this cubicle.
We got you. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Radio Baby Jesuses.
Hey, is this Nathan?
This is Nathan in Modesto, California.
Yes, hello, Nathan.
Yeah, I'm working on a low, low budget adult film, and the main character in the movie, he ends up going crazy and hearing voices, and he listens to the Don and Mike Show all the time, and I was wondering how you felt about having Don and Mike dropped in the movie.
That would be fine. You mentioned this was a low budget, what is it, low budget porno?
Yeah, it's very, very low budget.
Is it low budget like you're going to view it in your living room and that's where it'll end?
Yeah, it's got a few scenes in the living room, a mattress on the floor, you know how it goes.
Who's going to watch this movie besides you when it's done?
Well, we're going to distribute it from Northern California all the way down to Southern California and then hopefully all the way across to Virginia.
No, I guess we don't have a problem with that, do we?
Well, I have no problem with it at all. You think you're going to get a major distributor for this thing?
Not yet. We're not even going to really be marketing it that much. It'll probably be sold at a few flea markets. That's about it.
Who knew that you could buy porno at flea markets?
Flea markets.
Wow. All right, sure. Yeah, go ahead with our blessing.
Table number five, sir.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Chesticles to all.
Right on.
I was one of the original writers of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
wants to be a millionaire.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Murphy.
We were thinking more along the lines of a blonde host, say along the lines of Pamela Anderson or other hotties like that.
Really? I don't think Pam Anderson would be a good host for a game show.
No, she wouldn't be able to keep up.
Who do you think would be a better host?
Than Regis? I don't know, but certainly not Pam Anderson. She's as dumb as a box of rocks. She makes Regis look like a Mensa member.
It's a game show. You need Tom Kennedy.
You know, one of those dudes.
Tom Kennedy.
Tom Kennedy, yeah.
Jim Lang, Bob Eubanks, Dennis James.
Peter Samarkin.
You know. Peter Lecoq. Peter Marshall. That was Peter Marshall's real name.
Fine game show.
Who wants to be a millionaire with Peter Lecoq?
Were you really a writer on that show?
Yes, sir, I was.
Jack Barry.
In what regard were you a writer for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
When they wanted to come up with a concept, we figured what would bring in the most amount of money. And then 900 schemes came into it. AT&T entered the picture. And we came up with people calling to answer questions.
But isn't the actual idea for the show, isn't that like stolen from Europe?
It's a British game show.
Well, we had a lot of concept shows.
He's lying.
No, this guy's full of crap.
Right. He is lying through his teeth, definitely.
Gentlemen, I'm sorry to hear you're having a problem because of the carcinogens in your fire extinguisher.
No, you're lying because you were never really a writer for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
And the carcinogens were in the check, not the fire extinguisher. You got that one wrong, too.
Not only is this guy lying, but there's like consecutively now running, there are five versions of it running across the world.
Right.
So, I mean.
Of that show, you mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now everyone's a brain surgeon on the Mike show.
All right, goodbye.
Who wants to be a dumbass?
Goodbye. I watched it last night, and I think we, Robbie, don't we have the phone number for the guy that was on last night and pissed me out? It was a guy from Virginia.
Right.
Have you noticed that most of the contestants on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire are from D.C., Maryland, Virginia?
It's astonishing how many make it to the finals. Right.
Maybe it's because they're cheap and they don't want to fly anybody like from the West Coast to be on the show since they tape it in New York.
That's right.
But they had a guy on last night. The guy's a real nerd. I read in the newspaper today, this guy is like a game show expert. He's been on Card Sharks.
Oh, really?
Jeopardy. He's been on a ton of different shows.
And he got to the $500,000 mark.
Yeah,
right?
And then they let him look at the question for $1 million, which I know we discussed yesterday. We don't like that philosophy.
Sure.
They let him look at it, and he backed out.
Yeah, he wussied out.
And I thought it was a relatively easy question. It was who won the first Grammy for hard rock metal in 1989? It was
Jethro Tull.
Metallica, right. In Living Color, Jethro Tull, and someone else. I thought it was a pretty easy question, but the guy backed out at the last minute. Anyway, the point of this being, we have his phone number, and at some point today, we will cold call him to see how he feels.
So if he took the question and got it wrong, he would have lost the 500 grand, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
But it was a pretty easy question. I mean,
well, it was easy for us, but maybe he was just completely stumped by it.
And he was out of lifelines.
Yeah, that's right. He had wasted all his lifelines. Wants to be a millionaire.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's no way, no way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch your mama in the mouth.
The Don and Mike Show.
Addicted to elective cosmetic surgery, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, now we got a special satellite going up to Connecticut. Let me see. Give me a moment.
At 7 p.m. Denver. So let's go.
It's on one of them.
I got it.
He's tricky. I got the satellite. Let's go.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me. Don and Mike to play the budget jeopardy.
Now, I'm not going to fool you folks and make you think that he's actually entering the room now.
Right.
I'm going to play the sound effect of the door opening. And all I'm going to do is turn on the satellite and...
Oh, man.
We should have...
My, oh, my.
Wow.
From his home in suburban Connecticut.
Hi. I hello.
Hooked up...
Hello.
...to all of his various medical machines. Everybody is... It's late night.
Yeah.
David Letterman.
How are you? Nice to see you. Hello?
Dave?
Don? Is Don on the phone?
Dave?
Hi, how are you? Nice to see you.
Yeah. Dave, how you feeling?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fine. You know, I had the quintuple bypass surgery. Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, let me turn down. I've got your music playing here.
I'm in my hospital bed, you see. I just got out of the hospital. Yeah, I was out there, you know, and I love the candy stripers. Yeah. Are you there?
You know what? Hello? Let me turn the music off. What's that other stuff I'm hearing?
Oh, man. That's my monitor. I'm on a hospital monitor, Don. Yeah, and it's right next to the rotating display of pies. Yeah. How you doing? Nice to see you. Is Buzz there?
Hey, Dave.
Hi, Buzz.
Hey, get well, yeah, Dave.
How are you, Buzz?
I'm great.
How are things in the 1800s, huh?
Things yeah. are great as
yeah.
always.
Yeah. How old a guy are you?
About 247.
Yeah, fantastic. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Dave.
You're doing great
hey,
work
Dave?
There. Yeah. Yeah. Hi, Don.
Dave, I think
Don Geronimo.
On behalf of everybody, I want to know, how are you feeling?
Oh, I tell you, can I talk to you? It's hell to keep clear broth off the hospital gown. I don't mind telling you, they cut me open just like a haddock fish. You ever seen a haddock fish, you know, with a big head? Yeah, yeah, they sliced me open. Yeah, stem to stern down here. And did I mention I'm lactose intolerant? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm up here in Connecticut in a hospital bed and could check out at any moment. Yeah, had the quintuple bypass surgery, you know. Yeah, slit me right down from the throat down right down to the area now. There,
now, this beep,
down to my Indiana Hoosier.
This beep, beep, yeah. beep that I'm hearing. What yeah. is that? That's your heart monitor?
It's the monitor. I got all the mechanisms. They're right over here. You know, they're checking me out. They're checking, making sure that I'm a. Dave?
No.
Dave? Dave? My, oh my.
Oh no.
Oh, Dave. Oh, man.
Dave, is he okay?
Oh, you there? Oh, boy. I tell you. Yeah, I just got out of the hospital. You know, you know the bad, you know, don't you, the bad thing about the hospital?
What, Dave?
I'll tell you, I mean this, you know what I'm saying? It smells like dead guys. Okay. Oh, boy, I'm so sore. But they gave me a list of things to take care of, okay?
Okay.
The doctor fellas.
Right. Is this like a top 10 list?
No. Just like, they came in and they gave me a list of advice on how to handle my bypass surgery.
This is not a wacky top 10 list.
Turn the damn thing off, please.
Don't get excited.
I don't need Antoine. Is he there?
Antoine Fig.
No, but knock it off, will you? Okay, please, right. can you do that for me? Here's the deal. You got your doctors. They come up to me and they tell me, watch my diet. Yeah, I can do that.
Well, first off, you're as skinny as Ally McBeal.
Yeah, they say quit cigars. Knock it off and quit the potato chips and lose 100 pounds.
Oh,
and they,
no.
they said I'd be fine with that. Where's my laugh track? Where the hell's my Bob Hope laugh track? For God's sake, did you prepare?
Okay.
Oh,
don't get excited.
Oh, Jesus. Dave! My, oh my!
Dave!
Oh, God!
Dave, we're losing
Jesus,
you!
Jesus, oh, it's hurting me, Mom!
Scary.
God, split me open, cut me back open! Crack the chest! Crack the chest!
Are you talking to your mom?
Yeah, Mom's here. Mom's over here. You want to talk to her?
Put her. Dave, if you're... Oh, there. Now, the monitor sounds better.
Oh man.
Yeah, now, what's his mom's name? Dorothy?
That's real tough. Mm-hmm. Let me get my wind. Hey, you want me to call her?
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, do you want to talk to Don and Mike? They're on the phone here. Here she comes.
All right, we're going to talk to Mrs. David Letterman.
Hello.
Hello.
This is David's mother.
Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, is this Don Geronimo?
Don and Mike show.
How are you?
How is your boy Dave doing?
Oh, David is very ill. He's not quite well. He's not feeling well. He's had bypass surgery, don't you know? He's in a hospital bed in his room. He's very sick. He is. How are you? How are you, Donald?
Oh, listen, doing fine. Mrs.
Good.
Letterman.
Yes.
How has it been tending for your son?
It's been a nightmare. I don't mind telling you. He has to be tended to like a baby. He's very, very belligerent. He's yelling for things all the time.
Is he able to do his normal functions?
Oh, of course he is. He's perfectly functional.
Mom!
Mom, can you come over here, please? I'm not feeling well.
Tell your mom that you're on the radio.
I'm on the radio. I'm on the radio, David. Please let me talk to Donald, David.
No, Mom. I need help, please. Come on. I'm just, I'm looping with the Demerol. Can you get over here, please?
No, David. I'm on the radio. Hi, Donald. I'm going to have to put you back on with David.
Well, listen, let me ask you. Have you had to sponge bath, Dave?
I've had to wash his genitals. Yes, I have. Not a pleasant task. Let me put him back on.
Right, nice talking to you, Mrs. Letterman.
Oh, great job, Mom. That was great. You're doing a great job. Oh, hi. Hi.
So your mom has had to...
Nice to see you. How are you?
Your mom has... Your mom has washed your genitals?
No, Mom washed my genitals, yeah. You see, I can't do the strenuous... I can't do the strenuous exercise, because if I do the strenuous exercise, I'll, I'll rip a stitch. And the doctors say they don't want to do it. Yeah, you know the best thing about being in the hospital though. Can
what,
I tell you that?
What, Dave?
I'll tell you it's got to be the orderlies.
Huh?
Yeah. Really? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the
orderlies. Nice guys. Yeah, they're good looking too. Real fine guys. But the thing about let me tell you something. Can I talk to you? You know what I'm saying? The thing about the hospital. I'll be honest with you right now. It always smells like dead guys. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
I'll be sitting in. I'm lying in the hospital bed. I've just had the chest crack.
Just
open.
Had your. Right.
It's what they do. You know, they split you wide open.
I like to get to your heart.
And a guy comes walking in from the next room and he says, "Can you give me your pillow, you bastard?"
You know what it was?
Oh, my.
It was doing that dumb guy voice that made him sick.
Man.
Overexerted, I think.
Geez.
Dave, don't you know everybody hates that dumb guy voice you do? Dave!
Hi, Mom!
Mrs. Letterman!
David, he's crashing!
Mrs. Letterman!
He's crashing, Jesus Christ!
Wheel him into the hospital room there!
Mom!
Wheel him down the hall!
Oh, come back, my little baby David boy.
I'm back. I'm
Dave.
Back. Oh, my. Oh,
Dave.
Gosh, I miss my khaki slacks. I really do.
What are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing the the hospital gown.
The gown.
I got the gown with my, the bare rear end.
Hey, when you have, are you able to get out of bed to move your bowels?
Yeah, I can move the bowels, yeah, but I can't get out of the bed, so, you put two and two together there,
Oh, you do that? Do that in a bedpan?
Yeah, Mom dumps the pan out, with the Dave stool in it. That's,
Oh, man. I'll tell you, it's just crazy, isn't it? There's a Dave stool in the bottom of the pan.
Have you had a nice BM today?
Yeah, I've had several nice BMs. I'll tell you something about those hospitals. And now here with the with Mom at home, they're just loopy for the Jello. You know what I'm saying? I'm a liquid diet, a little Jello here and there, sucking on some ice cubes.
Listen, let me ask
Mama
you.
Mama empties the bedpan. Yeah.
Let me ask you. It's been widely reported that CBS is going to keep your show in rerun.
Yeah.
And that you're not going to allow a guest host because you're afraid that someone else will come on and do, if not a better job than you, at least as good a job as you.
Oh, yeah. Well, if Johnny, that was your idea, right, Don?
Yes,
Johnny should do it.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I like the idea. You're thinking, and that's what I like about you. You know what I'm saying? You're always thinking. You're always on top of it. So, Colt, can you do me a favor? You, Don, for me, Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
Can you do this?
Yeah.
My, I'll tell you, it'd mean a lot to me,
What's that?
Knock me loopy if you do this.
What's that?
Hey, could you call Johnny? Could you pick up the phone and give Johnny a call for me? You mind doing that?
Not at all.
You calling Johnny, that would just take care. He's the only man for the job. Okay, don't let that Marty Short in there. All right.
And how do you feel about Ray Romano?
Oh no, he not doesn't have what it takes.
Jerry
Seinfeld? He's pop his ass.
Gary Shandling.
Shandling. Well, I tell you, he's a nice guy. We're friends, but oh man, I don't know. I think you're... Oh, it's Dave.
Oh, that's setting on.
On the stress. Mrs. Letterman!
My boy.
Dorothy!
David, my little boy.
Dorothy, save him!
Oh, David's dying again.
I'm worried.
He's dying. David, help me.
Save him, Dorothy!
Oh, I have to perform CPR. Let me get the book out.
Oh, no.
Just put your lips on his lips.
Lift up, gown. put compressions on chest. He's turning blue.
Oh, no.
Kiss me in a hurry, please.
Kiss
go.
Him?
Kiss
him. Is that what you're saying? Kiss him.
Kiss him.
All right.
Kiss him and breathe in his mouth.
Come back to me, David.
Oh, I'm back. Mom, what are you doing with your lips on me for?
Sorry, David.
I told her today. She revived you. Oh, wow. Yeah, it's great to be back here. My, oh, my. I'll tell you right now, I'm feeling pretty good. You know, a little loopy. I got the Demerol drip?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it right next to the button.
Oh, you got the button you can press?
Yeah, I got it right over here. Yeah, the Demerol drip. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, boy. I'll tell you, this surgery's really knocked my socks off. Yeah. I can't throw the softballs at the target anymore.
Oh, out of your backyard.
Yeah. Did Jay call?
Jay? No. Jay's loving this.
Oh, yeah. He's probably having a big party.
You know, that's why
big
you shouldn't.
Party out there.
Well, you shouldn't go to reruns.
That's what he is, I'll tell you. Huh?
You shouldn't go to reruns because Jay's going to get all the guests now for the next however long it is you're going to be out.
Yeah. You're right. You're right about that. But let me tell you about the reruns, you know. The reruns, it gives the slow people a chance to catch up. You know what I mean? They can catch up. Hey, where's the last? Yeah, you know, the people that see the reruns, you know, they say, you know, they'll be watching your televisions. They'll have them turned up real loud, and then they'll, you know, they'll look at the television and they'll say, didn't that happen last year?
That dumb guy voice.
Oh, no.
Dorothy!
David.
Kiss him.
David.
Kiss him.
All right, David. Let me get down close to his mouth.
Kiss him.
I am.
Oh, man, Mom, you brought me back to life again. Jeez.
All right, listen, you need a rest, Dave.
Geez.
Dave, are you up to the task of low-budget Jeopardy?
What's that you say?
Are you up to the task of low-budget Jeopardy?
The task, yeah. So no heavy lifting, but I'll do your Jeopardy, yeah.
All right,
it'll be
good.
Fun. It'll be fun. Nice to see you.
Right? We'll take the first two calls right now on the toll-free at 1-877-365-3636.
Oprah Uma, yeah.
Stand by.
Yeah,
let me talk to your mom again.
Hold on just a second. Hey, Mom, would you pick up the phone? I've got Don Geronimo on the line here. Yeah, he's right over here. Here you go, Mom.
Hello.
If anything goes wrong during the commercial,
make out with him.
Right, Dorothy.
Thank you, Donald.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't shower much. I probably shower three times or four times a week.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because I just hate walking, keep walking. I look at these guys. Genitals, it gets me sick. I was looking at the guy's rectum. I always see things that happen, you know, it makes me sick, so I don't put myself in the position to look at that.
The Don and Mike Show. Addicted to elective cosmetic surgery, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Dave.
Yeah, good to see you. Yeah, how are you? Nice to see you. Yeah. How older guy are you?
Me? I'll be 42 this year.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah, have you had the bypass?
No.
God, knock your socks off.
Healthy as a horse.
I'll tell you, knock you silly. It'll knock you loopy. But I'm doing fine. We're going to play the game, right?
Yeah.
We got a little game here.
Low-budget Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Fine. Now, has your mom had to revive you during these commercials?
No. She's out in the kitchen. She's out making herself a sandwich. Mom's out there. You doing okay, Mom? Yeah, she's out there doing a good job. You know, she took all the deliveries from people. You know, like the guy that delivered the pizza. You know, he comes to the door and he says to her, is she really sick?
Oh,
every time he does that.
When he does the dumb guy. Dorothy!
David!
Dorothy!
David!
Dorothy, kiss him!
He's not responding.
Touch him.
Touch him where?
Touch his genitals.
Oh, I hate doing this, but he's dying.
Touch him.
Here we go. All right. Here we are.
Massage.
Oh, no, I cannot.
Massage him. It's the only way to bring him back.
Please save him.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, man.
I did it.
Mom, thanks. Jeez. Thanks, Mom. Go back in the kitchen, make yourself a sandwich. Thanks, Mom. Mom. I lost consciousness for a while there. Oh, jeez.
You know,
where's my gown up near my chin?
That's the only way I could think of.
Was Mom massaging my genitals?
Yes, she was.
Oh, man. Woo. I'll tell you, that's something. That's something else. You don't live to see that every day, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, yeah. She was giving you CPR, and then she was kissing you.
Yeah, right.
And you were not responding to that, so he told her just to touch you.
What threw me for a loop there, the dumb guy voice?
Yeah, okay, I think every time you do the dumb guy voice, you've had some kind of a stroke.
I'll have to watch out for that, you know. You got to be always careful. Mind your P's and Q's. But they put you back in the hospital where it smells like dead guys, you know. Am I right out there? Pretty much so. Don't you agree with me, Paul?
Yeah, Paul.
Where's Paul?
I guess Paul's on an extended vacation.
Okay, well, I'm talking to... Oh, this is a radio show, right?
Right, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, they said I might have some diminishing mental faculties after the surgery, but I think I'll be okay. I thought you were Paul for a second.
No, please. What do I look like, queer?
Oh, my man, that's loopy.
He's not queer.
He's not queer. No, he's straight. Straight guy. Yeah, macho man.
Yeah.
You know, under those shiny little fairy suits that he wears?
Right.
Yeah, he's solid rock. Solid muscle.
What about that announcer guy?
Oh, the redhead?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's trisexual, you know. This guy tries everything. Oh, man. Yeah, so you want to do your little thing here? Is that what you're doing?
Dave, let's meet our contestants for low-budget Jeff Hardy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's please welcome the marketing coordinator and returning champion. Do I introduce the returning champion first?
The new person first.
Okay, hold on a second. Jeez. All right. All right, here we go. All right, now we're meeting our construction worker. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a fella from Spokane, Washington. Let's say hi to Carl Siva. Hey, Carl, how you doing?
Hey, Carl. All
right.
Hey, buddy.
All right, now entering the studio right here on the Don and Mike show is a returning champion at $100 in the kitty. Marketing coordinator from Germantown. Let's say hi to the lovely Kathy Ambrose.
Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Alex. Yeah. Hi, Mr.
Letterman. Kathy, being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, can you tell us how it has changed your life?
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, last time I had the show pony husband, well, he was just using me for the money that I won on the contest. So he left me.
Yeah. Oh, great. Okay. All right, now entering the studio, ladies and gentlemen, please, let's make room for the star of the show here. The guy is going to come in and he's going to stir the drink. He's going to direct the show. Let's say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo. Right
thank
here.
You,
Alex.
Are Dave. You there? Right here, Dave.
Hey, fantastic. How are you?
Hello, Carl. Hello, Kathy.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Kids, don't forget, answer the form of a question.
Live with my mom wearing coupon ties. Suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex. I look to play the game with this LQ Lord Quizmaster.
All righty there.
And always call him Dorothy's boy, Dave.
Dorothy, yeah, mom. She's out making a sandwich. She's out there. Hey, listen, Carl and Kathy, are you all set? You think you can play the game?
Oh, yeah.
Dave, I got to tell them the categories first.
What's that?
I got to tell them the categories first.
Oh, yeah, the
categories.
You wouldn't be able to play, would you, otherwise?
And, Dave, as we speak right now, are you throwing your note cards at a fake window?
Yeah, I tell you right now. You got lots of good categories. I'll read that right now. Mom gives a great massage. Okay, yeah, fantastic. Read your categories, yeah.
All right, and they are...
Sure.
The Sopranos.
Oh, Sopranos. Yeah, hot show on the HBO, right? The cable.
Possible choices. To play Clarice in the sequel to Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, Silence of the Lambs. Hey, let me tell you, you know, I saw that movie the first time, the first one around.
Right?
You know what I mean? And I'll tell you what, the thing about it, real scary.
How many Grammy nominations?
Grammy, yeah. I don't have Grammy. I got Mom. She's in the kitchen making a tuna sandwich.
Are you going to throw another card?
Yeah. Hey, Mom.
Yeah, I hit her right in the chest. Oh, no.
All right. Mom's got a good chest.
And she had wonderful things to say about your genitals.
Well, that's good. She saved my life by massaging me. She told me that while you were talking to me.
Name that NFL playoff stadium.
Oh, I love the NFL. Love the football. You know, it's Super Bowl time.
And states and capitals.
Yeah.
So one more time, kids. Here they are. The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Possible choices to play Clarice.
Yeah, that's on the HBO, right. Yeah.
How many Grammy nominations?
Grammys. Oh, the Grammys are fun. Lots of fun. Yeah, I wish I didn't have my heart bypass surgery.
Name that NFL playoff stadium.
Yeah, I love the NFL, like the hard-hitting NFL. Yeah.
And states and capitals.
Sure.
Kathy,
here we go.
Kathy, you're a girl. We like girls better than boys. We will start with you.
Can I have states and capitals for a dollar?
Yes, it is the capital of the great state of Maryland.
What is Annapolis?
There you go.
Correct.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, you got that $1, Kathy. Yeah, go again, please. Yeah.
Could I have states and capitals for $2?
Of course, darling. Capital of the great state of Georgia.
What is Atlanta?
Oh, again, yeah. Correct.
Yeah, there you go. $2. Kathy, can I say something to you?
Sure.
I want to tell you, you're a lovely lady.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Keep going now, won't you, please?
States and capitals for $3.
Yeah.
Capital of the great state of Minnesota.
Minnesota.
What is St. Paul?
Oh, now this girl is, she is a brainiac. Yeah.
$3 she runs. You know that Minnesota? I don't know if you were reading it. They elected a wrestler as their governor.
Oh, Jesse Ventura.
Yeah. And a lot of people were saying, oh, geez, we're real happy.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh, Dave.
You had to do it.
Dorothy!
David,
Dorothy!
David, I don't want to touch them again.
Dorothy, now listen this
time. Don't make me do it, no.
Put your finger in his dookie.
No. I can't.
Put your finger in his dookie.
No, I'll hurt him.
Put your finger in his dookie.
All right.
It's the only way to save him.
Oh, man.
Mom!
Oh, will you go back to the kitchen? Jeez, what happened there? Did I check out of town?
You did the dumb guy voice.
Oh, jeez.
And I had to have her mom, I had to have your mom put her finger up your dookie.
Oh, is that what she did?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thanks.
Hey, Mom. Thanks a lot.
Well, I'm back here. It was the dumb guy voice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm feeling good now. We're playing the game. I remember where we are.
Yes, Kathy.
Kathy, yeah.
Can I have possible choices for Clarice's Silence of the Lambs?
Right. As you know, Jodie Foster will not be...
You got the call waiting there?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay, knock it off, will you?
Jodie Foster will not be in Silence of the Lambs. These actresses are all rumored to play the role of Clarice. For one, here we go. She is a star of The X-Files.
Who is...
Sorry, Kathy. Hey, Carl! Carl, can you stop the call waiting,
it's
please?
It's related, guys. Sorry about that.
All right. Go ahead, Carl. You got a chance to do the steal.
Who is Julian Anderson?
Julian Anderson is correct.
Oh, you're on the board. My, oh, my. All right, Carl. Go again. Yeah.
Let's go possible choices for a sequel to Silence of the Lambs for three or for two.
She is the skinniest woman on primetime TV.
Who is Calista Flockhart?
Also correct, Carl.
$2, Carl. You're rolling along here. Hey, Carl, you having a good time?
I sure am.
Attaboy. Yeah, go again.
She won the Best Actress Academy Award 2 years ago.
Sorry, Carl. Sorry, Carl. Okay.
Shut up, Carl.
Kathy, chance to steal here. There you go. Yeah.
Who is Kate?
Oh boy,
good old Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt, yeah, beautiful lady.
Helen Hunt.
Had her on the show. She's a marvelous, beautiful, talented
piece
lady.
Of ass, isn't she?
Great piece of ass. I'll back you up on that.
Wouldn't it be great to have her finger up your dookie?
Sure, I'd love that. Hey, Carl.
Yes.
Carl, you're back in your grill, all right? Yeah.
Let's go to my new favorite show, The Sopranos, for one.
All right, the state the Soprano family resides in.
What is New Jersey?
Yeah.
Good guess.
$1, Carl, go again, please.
The Sopranos for two.
Name of Tony's mobster buddy who was thought to be a rat and was missing but came back in the first episode.
I can't find pussy anywhere.
Unfortunately, no, the acting didn't work.
Not in the form of a question.
Hey, Kathy, say, Carl, will you put a sock in it, please?
Yes, sir.
All right, Kathy, go ahead. Your chance to steal here. Good luck to you.
I'm sorry.
But he said it.
Yeah.
He put it in a sentence, you see.
Pussy.
Oh, that's a shame.
Who is pussy?
Hey, Carl.
Yes, sir.
You're in control. Do you like that?
You dodged
a bullet there, Carl.
Yeah.
All right, Sopranos for three. Name of Tony Soprano's strip club.
What is Bada Bing?
Bada Bing. That's correct.
$3 for you, Carl. Kathy, how you doing?
All right.
You okay? Do you like the Sopranos?
I don't have HBO.
Oh, that's a shame. You ought to pick it up. It's highly entertaining.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, Carl, go ahead.
Now, let's go name that NFL stadium for $1.
Here you go. Name that NFL playoff stadium. These are all corporately owned stadiums.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, corporations.
Home of the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah.
Bush Stadium.
No.
Not in the form of a question either there, Carl.
No.
Hey, Carly, you're having trouble with the rules? Is that what's bothering you? Okay. Hey, Kathy, your chance to steal. Poor girl.
No, it's the Trans World Dome.
Trans World Dome.
It changes every year.
It's based on the airline?
TWA.
Yeah, TWA. All right, Carl,
it's
you're
a bad airline, Dave. Yeah. I don't know what you think about it.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'll tell you right now. You know, you got to be careful. You know, on the airline,
yeah,
the airline food will get to you. You know, and you're breathing other people's sputum. Carl, you're in control.
Let's go name that NFL stadium for two, please.
Home of the Indianapolis Colts.
What is...
Sorry, Carl. Kathy, would you like to try to steal?
Sorry, just a girl.
RCA Dome.
RCA Dome, yeah. The RCA Victor with the little dog, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's a cute little fellow. Hey, Carl, you're in control again.
Let's go for three.
Jacksonville.
Oh, all right, now hold on. Well, you got a kid? Is there a youngster? Is there a youngster on the premises?
Yes, sir.
Was that your daughter, son, or was it?
Husband.
Youngster on premises.
Husband sounds like a toddler. All right, Carl, you're in control.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, my scar hurts.
Okay, buddy. 1-2.
All right, you can't get your chance to steal.
Alltel Stadium.
They're both really focused on the game here. Hey, Carl, you're in control.
Let's go.
Grammy nomination.
Jesus, Carl, come on.
How many Grammy nominations?
Let's do it for one.
Carlos Santana.
He's got 8.
That was not in the form of a question.
Carl, are the rules hard to understand here? Oh, man. Hey, Kathy, your chance to steal.
What is 8?
No, it's
11. Oh, gee, dumbing of America. All right, Carl, you're in control.
Let's go Grammys for 2, please.
Backstreet Boys.
What is 3?
No.
Hey, Kathy, you want to take a plug at this one?
What is 1?
1, no.
4.
4, come on, guys. Carl.
Let's go Grammys for 3.
Yeah, there you go.
Final question on the big board.
Sure.
Melissa Etheridge.
Oh, boy.
What is 0?
0 is correct. Woo-hoo.
Congratulations, Carl. That's $3 for you. Hey, you like to move on there, son?
Oh, sure will.
He's done.
He's done. Is that the end of the first
He's
round?
Done. That's the end of the round.
Man,
Dave.
I was over in the corner, and I was just saying to myself, you know,
me too.
Are we going to continue?
He can't help himself. Dorothy!
David!
Dorothy, now listen carefully.
David, Don, what do I need now to revive him?
Play him.
What does that mean?
Put your...
Oh, in the bad place?
Put your fist in the sinky.
I don't think I have the arm strength, Donald.
Take off your rings.
Yeah, even the cluster ring.
Hurry!
Ooh, there we go. Oh,
James!
Man, I'm there. Hold on. I'm real sore. Jeez. Did Mom bring me back to life again?
I have to ask her more this time.
Woo! Jeez, that was something. Thanks, Mom. Go finish making your sandwich.
I hope she washes her hands first.
Oh, man.
Dave, stand by.
Yeah, stand by. I'll be
Carl.
All right, yeah.
Carl, Kathy, stand by. We'll finish this game in one moment.
Are you doing okay down there in Washington?
Yes, are you doing okay up there in Connecticut?
Yeah, I'm just sore. You know, I got it both sides now. I got the chest, the incision, you know, where they cut you.
Right.
And then I got the other side where mom brought me back to life.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's all we could think of, Dave.
Oh, I tell you right now, it's horrible. It's, you know, she's a tall woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a big, big fist. Yeah. But I'm doing okay.
She revived you, though.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on the show. I really appreciate that. You know, I truly do. Oh, man, I felt really, really bad there. I'm sure people are all standing around and just saying to themselves, hey, he's gone this time.
Dorothy! Dorothy!
Yes, Donald.
All right, Dorothy.
He's gone again.
No, listen.
He's gone
here's what
forever,
I need you to do.
Donald.
No. Mount him.
Oh, dear. I can't, Donald.
Mount him.
Oh, dear.
Here we go. Mount him, Dorothy. Oh.
Dave, man. Mom, get off of me. Jeez, what are you doing? I was bringing you back to life, David. Oh, man.
Dave, I had
was
to
that
have...
Mom doing that to me?
I had to have her mount you.
Mom mounted me? Oh, jeez. Well, nice to see you, Mom. Yeah, go back in the kitchen, will you? Make me a sandwich. Yeah, thanks a lot. Hey, I'm back here. I'm alive again.
All right, Dave,
okay,
let's...
That's finger, fist, and mouth.
Wow. Let's play Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Carl and with Kathy. Are you there, kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, kids, hope you're having a good time. Are you having a good time playing the Low Budget Jeopardy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, God
all right,
bless
guys.
You.
Right. Here is your Final Low Budget Jeopardy category, as it is. Yeah, how old is that ex-Beatle? And here is your answer.
Yeah.
After surviving an intruder breaking into his home, this is the current age of ex-Beatle George Harrison.
Oh, yeah, the Beatles. Yeah, it's a good one.
The current age of ex-Beatle George Harrison. Don't forget, answer in the form of a question, kids, and Good luck. Now, Dave, you have a top 10 list for us?
Oh, yeah, yeah. While we're waiting here, I got the top five things said to me in the hospital. Are you ready?
Here we go. Top five times.
Okay, these are the top five things said to me in the hospital. You ready? Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Here we go. Number five. Hey, TV geek, we can see your ass. Number four. I'm sorry, Dave. We couldn't fix the teeth. Yeah. Number three. Mr. Letterman. After 5 hours of surgery, you're still an angry a-hole. Yeah. Number two. Don't scratch the incision, or it's back to Mom's fist. Okay, and the number one thing said to me in the hospital, you ready?
Yeah.
Thank you for emptying the bedpan, Mr. Philbin. Yeah. All right, fine.
All right, final low budget Jeopardy. Now, who do we want to talk to first?
Let me see. I think we want to slide over to the Kathy Ambrose. Yeah.
All right, Kathy.
Waiting over there.
Our returning champion, Kathy.
Yes.
It is the current age of ex Beatle George Harrison.
What is 54?
No.
Oh, sorry, Kathy. Stay on the line. We've got some stuff from the home office for you. Okay.
Carl, you're the big winner if you have the right answer.
What is 67?
67. Oh, no winners.
No kids.
Oh, geez.
Correct answer?
56. Oh, man, right near my age, yeah.
56. That means it's the type of game that only Alan Linewan could love because we give away no money today.
Who's that, your leader? Fearless leader there?
He's the general manager, Dave.
Yeah. George Harrison, he has had the quintuple bypass.
He just had a guy break into his house and try to kill him.
All right, well, no money, but I got the prizes for you. Hey, kids.
Yeah.
I got them right here. I got your prizes. You ready to hear it now? Kathy, you get to keep what you won. You know, you got $100. That doesn't hurt, does it?
No.
Yeah, good for you. Okay, and then we got the gifts for you too, Carl. All right, Carl, are you there with your call waiting?
I'm here with my call waiting.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. That was like a pepper shaker in my brain. All right, Carl, here you go. Both of you kids, you won a Sopranos prize pack, all right? Don't miss the Sopranos this Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern, only on the HBO, the cable, okay? But wait,
there's more.
You've won a TBS Superstation Ripley's. The Ripley's, believe it or not, prize pack. Watch the Ripley's. Yeah, it's a good show. You know, all stuff that's hard to believe.
Right.
Yeah, all new original series Wednesday nights at 8:05. Okay, kids? Thanks for playing the game, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Hold on,
nice
please.
Nice to see you. Nice to see you.
Well,
thanks,
Dave?
Man. Yeah. Will you say thanks to Don?
Thank you for telling me to mount him, Don.
I'm glad we could help, Dorothy.
Yeah, good to see you. I'll be back February 13th.
Dave, always remember and never forget.
Yeah.
Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
production of Quoron, ladies and gentlemen. Quoron Incorporated is distributed by King World.
Thank you, Dave. Get
better. Yeah, take care. Look at my fish ass. Mom!
That was all via satellite.
Yes. He's up at his house in Connecticut.
All of that via satellite.
With his very helpful mom. She loves him a lot.
She might.
It's mounting.
Gotta love somebody to sip him.
Watch it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants with a victory against the Eagles tonight could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. Where? In Philadelphia, at Franklin Field, the score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
The Don and Mike Show. If you squeeze them hard, soy sauce comes out. Don and Mike.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello, hello.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, you're talking to us. Hello.
All right. Well, you guys are radio gods. I've listened to you so long, and I just wanted to be abused by you a little bit because you've never picked on me, and they gave me the number, so I figured.
Well, you're you're off to a good start by putting the wet face cloth over the phone receiver.
Well, yeah. Well, the neat thing about it, I'd love to do what you guys do because obviously, if you've got a closed
turnabout, would be fair play with this guy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, what if I'm at home?
Well, I can't, you know, it's...
You see, I knew it wouldn't matter with him, too. I knew if I did that...
The press is on.
Right.
I love when they talk to each other. That's a beautiful thing.
What's that for, Bob?
That's really nice.
What are you talking about?
Why don't you put curlers in your hair and start screaming at me? I think I never left home.
What's
I mean, don't ignore me this way.
Hey, we're not ignoring you. We're just trying to talk to you.
Yeah, same to you.
What time is it?
Hey, listen, keep up the great work because... You're the only thing that kicks me up on the ride home.
Hey, right, thank you very much.
Yeah, there you go.
Take care.
Bye.
Hey. Bye-bye. Yeah, I'll tell you something right now. Yeah.
What's that, Bob?
My breath freaking stinks.
I just put my hands in my mouth. They just got a nice big whiff of my breath.
We could have been speaking any foreign language, and he would have just gone, yeah, there we go, yeah.
He didn't care.
Give me some mouthwash, Rob.
You need a little freshener?
Oh, God, it tastes awful.
A little banaca.
When you need fresh breath.
You're outrageous, Buzz. Outrageous. Hello, Don and Mike. Lauren.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Hi, doing great, thank you.
I just wanted to share with you that I was surprised you guys didn't know in an interview when Ellen and Anne Heche had gotten together.
Hold on, is this a man or a woman?
I am a woman.
Have you been on our show before?
No, I have not.
All right. Lauren.
But anyways, Anne Heche had said that she had never looked at women before she met Ellen.
Lauren Hill, Lauren Holly, Ralph Lauren.
That doesn't count. Ralph Lauren doesn't count.
Okay, I got three.
Sure it does. It's spelled the same.
All right, that's a hollow victory, Mike.
I mean, you call me totally off guard. I'm trying to figure out what this woman's thought. I'm trying to figure out if it's a man or a woman. And you jump right ahead with the Lauren game.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
King of the Laurens.
King of the Laurens.
Useless victory.
A meaningless victory.
But a victory nonetheless.
Yes, a victory nonetheless. Put it on the chart.
Okay, what, Lauren?
Well, I just wanted to share that with
Lauren McCall.
You were discussing how
always a little girl on Father Knows Best. God, that was another Lauren too.
Yes.
See, now, damn you! You've got me. Now you've got me working on it now. Lauren Tweez.
But you already declared my victory.
I know.
But
I'm just showing you if I applied myself.
It wouldn't count, but I was going to say Lauren Green. That'd be Lauren.
Lauren, not Lauren. All right, well, you're king of the Laurens. Excuse me, I'm just trying to focus on this, what you're doing right now.
Yes, Lorraine, and this woman had something about a gay issue with Ellen and Anne Heche.
Go ahead, start again, Lauren.
All right, Anne Heche has said in an interview in the past how that she never looked at women that way before she met Ellen because you were discussing how you thought she would swing or whatever, and I just wanted to share that little tidbit with you.
Okay, so she was actually totally hetero until she bumped into Ellen.
Yeah, and I guess.
Who's the woman who pushed you over the edge to the other side?
I'm not sure. I've liked women ever since I could remember.
Have you ever had an experience with a man?
Oh, yeah, several times.
And it didn't meet with your approval?
Well, no. I like both.
Oh, you're bisexual.
I wouldn't complain either way, but sex with women is definitely better.
Why is that? I mean, what's better than a nice big baloney pony?
Well, men don't always know what they're doing, you know?
Sure they do. We just ram it in there.
No, see, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. That's not always right.
Just push it in.
No.
Just push it in so it don't go in anymore.
Yeah. You gotta work it once you get in there, you know?
Oh, come on.
My
don't
goodness,
work it, please.
Too bad, kid.
You just shove it in.
No.
You push it. And then when you reach the wall, you can't go anymore. And that's it.
I don't know about that.
You might be making her sick to her stomach.
Or it might be turning her on.
Yes, it might be going the other way, because it's certainly turning me on.
Oh, come on now. You're married men.
Yes. I know, but when he starts talking about putting it in, I'll tell you, it gets me all googly.
Well, I don't know about...
That's
kind of scary.
That's all men do. Inserts?
Is that your partner?
What's that?
Is that your partner I heard working the jackhammer in the background?
No, I'm at work right now.
Oh, I see.
Are you Butch?
I guess sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, you sound it.
You're usually the man in the relationship?
Not necessarily. It would depend on who I was dating, I guess.
Do you have very short hair?
Yes, actually, I just got it cut.
Do you have a big long rat tail on the back?
No, I don't. I don't go for the traditional dyke hairdo.
Do you wear jean jackets and such?
No, I don't.
What type of footwear do you normally wear?
I dress nicely.
For work? What do you wear around the house?
Sweaters. Right now I'm wearing a sweater and a pair of cords. What do I wear around the house?
Yeah.
Whatever's comfortable. Pajamas and a t-shirt, usually.
Suit of armor.
Yeah.
What's in your sweater, can I ask?
What's in my sweater?
Yeah. How good was God to you?
Oh, he was not that great to me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, and do you have a current significant other?
Yes, I do.
So being you're flat-chested?
No, I'm not flat, but I don't have a big rack either.
So do you go for girls who have big boobs?
Not necessarily.
Who's the celebrity that you think, the female celebrity you think is the hottest?
The hottest?
Yeah, who's the lady that gets you going when you see her on TV or in the movie?
When you J.O., who do you think about?
The lady that's running the jackhammer out there?
No, I guess it would be, you ever heard of Ani DeFranco?
Ani DeFranco?
Was she in the DeFranco family?
We've heard of Tony DeFranco.
Heartbeat.
It's a love beat. And when we meet, it's a good sensation. Listen to my heart pound. Listen to my love sound.
Fever's getting stronger.
Stronger, stronger.
Can't hold back any longer.
It's a heartbeat and a love beat. And when we meet, it's a good sensation. It's a heartbeat.
It's a love beat. We meet.
It's a good vibration.
Listen to my heart pound.
Listen to my love sound.
I think we are now officially the gayest people on this telephone line.
Absolutely. Did you enjoy that, ma'am?
I think I hung up on her. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Lauren?
Hello?
Oh, no, she's back.
Oh, good. You're still there. Did you hear our little heartbeat? It's a love beat?
Yes, it was wonderful.
Well, give us a more run-of-the-mill celebrity.
Who would you do if you could? Who's the celebrity? What about Rosie? She's gay, right?
Oh, God, please. I guess I would go for Sandra Bullock. Okay. She's pretty hot.
All right, very good.
Amen.
Sandra Bullock. Yeah, okay, I'm with you.
Excellent.
All right, thank you, Lauren.
All right, thank you.
Good luck with your significant other.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Don't give up on meat, though.
I wouldn't want her to get mad at me.
Me either. TJ.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I was calling about Oprah. I seen her on Rosie O'Donnell today, and you're right, Mike. She totally has that white voice, black voice thing going on.
Well, that was Don who was saying that.
Well, that was Don that was
Mike,
saying it.
Mike, TJ said he's seen her. He's seen her on Rosie O'Donnell.
He's seen her.
Mm-hmm. On Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, that was only...
O'Donnell.
It was only, 2 hours ago that we were talking about that?
Right. Thank you, though. Thanks for the update on Rosie O'Donnell.
Another friend made.
There you go.
Absolutely. Well, we make friends every day.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello.
I wanted to make a comment about the black and white thing with Oprah and people talking black and people talking white.
Yes. Which are you talking right now to me?
Actually, I'm speaking casually. I'm not speaking black. I'm not speaking white.
All right, well, I'm speaking white to you right now. I'm speaking in my white voice.
There's no such thing as speaking white or speaking black. If you have a white person that's speaking casually to another white person and uses the word dude, he's still speaking white, just as opposed to if he's talking to a college professor, like the guy said, the guy from Delaware State said, he's still speaking white. So what's the difference? It's a matter of speaking casual with people that you're familiar with.
Oh, come on. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about with Oprah, though. You know that she has her two ways of speaking.
Well, she has two ways of speaking. It's true, but making it a black and white issue is wrong. It's not a black and white issue. Everybody from different cultures and from different backgrounds.
All right, so if you would describe...
They all have different forms of speaking with people that they're more familiar with versus people that
all right, then explain to me. Funny. Then you just explain to me. What was the voice? Characterize the voices, then. The voice she used when she talked to Diane Sawyer and the voice she used when she would talk about her friend
Gail. I think I can do that. What he's saying is that the voice she was using talking to Diane Sawyer was kind of a formal way of speaking to her.
Well, let this guy answer.
Well, no, that's what he just... I just listened to him, and that's what
but
he
I
just said.
But I wanted him to answer, not okay. You.
Well, that's what he just said, though. That's I'm just telling you, that's exactly what he just said. And
exactly.
You're asking him to say what he just said.
Well, F all you guys. Because I think
Diane Sawyer is not one of her homegirls. You know, she doesn't know her like that. She can't just be like, you know, yo, Diane, what's up, girl? How's it going? You know, she's speaking with Diane in a more formal
guys,
environment.
Guys, how stupid do all these people think I am? I understand that.
She's more,
aye, aye, aye. I understand this. I understand what you say. I understand what Mike says. But I'm telling you, she speaks white and she speaks black. You can dress it up any way you want and say she speaks casually or she speaks more reserved or she speaks politely and she lets down her guard and talks to her homegirls.
Let me ask you a question. If you have a white guy who's hanging out with his buddies at the pool hall, and he's like, hey, dude, you know, what's going on? And then he goes to school one day, and he meets with the professor, and he's like, hello, professor, how are you today?
I'll give you another example.
What is he speaking?
Is he speaking white? If you've got a guy that's working like on the NASCAR circuit,
he's speaking white and he's speaking surfer.
What about a guy that's working NASCAR and he's saying, you know, he's doing an interview or he's talking to somebody at a job interview and he's saying, well, I really think that I can do this job. I think I'm going to do a fine job and I think I could make your company better. And then he goes down to the NASCAR cafe and he starts speaking like Boomhauer, you know, going, click, click, click. That's the same thing. I understand.
He's speaking white and then he's speaking neck.
Yeah.
Right, so, you know, maybe it's just speaking politely, and it's then speaking with let down your hair, you know, whatever you want to put on, with your homegirls, whatever. I'm just telling you, she talks two different ways. And I wish I could apply it to white people. I wish I could tell you.
Doug, everybody speaks two different ways, in a sense. Don't you speak differently with the people that you're more familiar with and very casual with than you do with people that you meet on a professional basis?
Generally, no. The way I speak to you now is the way I speak.
So there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. There was nothing wrong with Oprah. And I really...
Did I say there was anything wrong with Oprah?
I'm not really a big fan of hers. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. That's something that people do.
But did I say there was anything wrong with it? Did I say there was anything wrong with it?
No, but I just want to make... I guess this comment was more or less for the guy who called earlier when he was like, you know, she's talking black one minute and then she's talking white the next minute. It's not a racial issue. It's a matter of comfortableness and being familiar with a person and then being in a professional environment. Everyone is like that to a certain extent.
But right. don't you think she's endearing herself to certain people when she speaks one way and doing the opposite when she speaks another way?
Not necessarily. She may have some white friends of hers that she can get down with just as well. It doesn't mean that...
I'm not saying the black-white thing. I'm saying that's the same thing that a guy would do if he's talking to the people down on the farm, you know, when he's speaking neck, that's the same thing. If he speaks formally all the time, the guys that are down at the NASCAR cafe are going to go, oh, look at Mr. Smarty Pants over there.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you know, he tries to make it casual. To, you know, I think a lot of people do that, and that's what Oprah's doing.
Right, exactly. But it's not. I just want to make the point that it's not a black and white.
Do you understand what I'm saying? You just shook your head and you went, no, like you don't agree.
You know, listen, guys, everybody is so goddamn PC, you know. I'm not afraid to say that I think she talks white and she talks black. That's what I think about it. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's what I think.
Well, if she's speaking white when she's speaking professionally to Diane Sawyer, let's just say that she's like, you know, hey, dude, what's going on? What is she speaking then? Is she still speaking white?
No, then she'd be speaking black.
Dude, how many black people do you know that use the word
Hold on. Hear me out for a second. What do you think when you see a white rapper come on television and go, yo, a guy like Vanilla Ice? What do you think when you see a guy like that talking like that? Do you think he's talking black or do you think he's talking white?
I don't think that he's talking black or white. I think he's trying to make an ethnic crossover.
Well, then you're far more far higher up on the evolutionary scale than I am, because I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. That's all I'm telling you. I notice that she talks two different ways.
Right, two different ways, but not necessarily black and white.
All right, that's your opinion.
Yeah.
Okay, and I have my opinion.
Okay.
I do. I'm not going to back down from this.
I'm not going to back down from mine.
Okay, good.
All right, then.
Thank you.
I think you're both right I hate to say that because I don't like to say that. I hate to say you're both right, but I see both sides of the argument. I understand what you're saying. I don't agree with the way you're saying it when you're saying black and white. I think what she's doing and what you're saying she's doing is she's trying to play both sides. Is what you're saying?
Exactly what she's doing.
And I think what the guy on the phone is saying is that. everybody does that to a certain extent, and I believe him too. And I mean, do you believe that also? That
yes.
Everybody does that.
Yes, I do. Yes,
it's done in different ways.
Everybody does do it. Everybody does do it. But as a matter, I think the issue here for me is what it's called. What is it that people are calling it? What is it that you're doing? Are you
well? That's
black?
My only. That's my only way. That's my only way of identifying it. How else am I supposed to identify it? I'm a white person. She's a black person.
I just laid it down for you, casually speaking, and then I mean, like. Did you ever take Spanish in high school, college, or whatever?
No, I'm uneducated.
You're uneducated.
No, I did not.
Okay, if you ever take a foreign language, a lot of times you will realize that in foreign languages, especially when it comes to describing other people, you have formal verbs, then you have familiar verbs.
Oh, listen, Professor, you're giving me a headache. You're giving me a headache. You made your point.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now, did you say that to me, white or black?
Casually.
I know, casually. Okay.
Casually.
I got you.
I'm down with that.
Peace out.
Thank you. Peace out. See?
See? Oh, hey, check this out.
What?
On the other day, did you see, what was it called? Mike, I know you know what it was. Do you remember what it was?
What?
He's nuts!
Come on.
He's nuts. He's nuts.
All the way through that. This guy wants to have a goddamn educated debate, and then he ends it with, "He's nuts."
That's right.
All right, goodbye.
He's nuts.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. See you later.
Jesus H. Christ.
All right, it's Mike the TV boy. Hello, Mike? Oh, no, it's not Mike. It's his Larry King tape.
Are you there?
Yes. Hi, Larry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don?
Yes.
You, on your program, have an awful lot of fun.
Oh, we do. We're having great fun today.
Absolutely.
And you're loved by youngsters.
That is true. I think we've proven that, too, Larry.
Yes.
Michael?
Yes, Lawrence.
You are a riot.
Thank you. Coming from you, I consider that a high compliment, Larry King.
Yeah. Cursing and stuff like that.
We do curse.
We do indeed.
Yeah. You are a riot.
Thank you, Larry.
Don?
Yes, Larry.
Anybody ever get ticked at you?
Well, you heard a guy just get ticked at me just 2 seconds ago.
Yeah.
All the time.
And you're loved by youngsters.
You're loved by youngsters. Yes, I raise youngsters. I raise stray youngsters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Are you all right there, Larry?
What was that, Larry?
Can we hear that one again, please?
was that a statement, or was that some kind of a grunt or something?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Matzo ball soup.
All right. So I am loved by children, and Mike is a riot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else, Larry?
Yeah.
What?
By the way, would you, if you had the power, ban single-engine planes?
No, I would not. Would you, Mike?
No, absolutely not.
If one engine goes, you're dead.
Yeah, all right. I'm familiar with the concept, single-engine plane.
I'm sorry you've been worrying about that, Larry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Larry.
Good night.
Good night. He's got it out finally.
Mike the TV boy, we're up on a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
First name, it's H-O-M-E-R. My baloney has a second name, it's H-O-M-E-R.
The Don and Mike Show.
They suck hard and lavish attention elsewhere. Don and Mike.
Hello, Ronnie.
Yes, sir.
Ronnie, pick up, please.
I'm there.
Pick
can
up.
You hear me?
I hate speakerphones. Where are you calling from, a bathroom?
I'm not on a speakerphone. I'm on a regular phone.
Can you go to a different room? There's too much echo.
Oh, you're in the tub. That's gross.
Hey,
That's so gross.
Listening to you guys.
Oh,
hey, you gotta check out the Wichita Eagle online today.
Are you in Wichita?
Yeah. Well, I'm about 25.
Oh, jeez. You're having a big soak.
Yep.
Listening to the show.
I feel like listening to Frida on the radio.
While you're soaping yourself up, I got you.
Oh, God.
Now, 25 years ago, it was wine, women, and song. Now it's beer, TV, and the old lady. So I know where you're coming from.
Okay, so you're soaking, in the middle of the day on a Tuesday. What business do you own, sir?
Well, I don't own a business. I'm a disabled person.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry I asked.
Probably in the service of our country.
Yeah. No, I was a cop and got injured on the job. And
did you get shot?
No, I got run over by a car.
Oh, man.
Sorry to laugh.
About as bad, I think.
Sorry to laugh. I mean, was it in the line of duty?
Yes, it was. I was on a police motorcycle.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Wow. How'd you get run over?
Well, I was escorting a parade, no less, and some old lady pulled out and ran over me right in front of 8,000 people.
So it would really make a good action-adventure series.
Oh, yeah.
Run over by old ladies.
All right, well, Ronnie, the disabled cop taking a soak, what can we do for you?
I'm telling you about my buddies. You're on the Wichita Eagle Online today, front page, about you coming to town, and the police are going to be at your show.
What is the Wichita Eagle? Is that the real newspaper?
The main newspaper there, yes.
Paper Wichita.
And the police are going to be at the show. Is that the gist of the article?
They're going to arrest you if you get out of line with your show.
What is that? Why don't you share with us the details of that article?
No, Mike, hold on, because you know what? It's time for another exciting edition of
Yes,
Buzz Surfs the Web.
I have the story here and now.
Before we could even get the
Buzz
music right.
Here's the funny part. I know most of those officers over there, and they listen to you. So.
Well, you're taking all the fun out of it, Buzz, when you go right on that. Okay, Buzz, is it on the front page? What does it say?
It is. Here's the article. I'll just start reading, and you stop me when you get tired of it.
Okay.
Wichita police are expected to be among those in the audience Friday when the irreverent hosts of the Don and Mike radio program bring their live stage show to town. Police spokesman Bob Circle said the police department had received 10 calls from residents concerned about possible violations of the city's anti-nudity ordinance during the upcoming Don and Mike's Las Vegas-style show at the Cotillion.
That's good, because that means if you want to rob a bank in Wichita,
right.
I urge all the criminals listening to do it on Friday night, because all of the cops in town will be coming to our show just in case a girl takes her shirt off.
Unbelievable. And on the west side in particular, because, quoting Circle, we do intend on monitoring it with members of our Patrol West Bureau. So if you're going to commit a crime, the Patrol West area would be the area to do that in.
Jesus Christ.
I think it failed to mention that all 10 of those that complained are descendants of Carrie Nation, who used to be very popular in Wichita.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
What else does it say, Buzz?
Thank you for that.
Is that it?
Let's see. Police say any violation of the ordinance could jeopardize the liquor license of Cotillion owner Richard Leslie. Leslie said KFH officials have assured him the host of the radio program won't go too far.
Yeah, the host. Yeah, how come it's the host? Mike and I never drop our pants when we go on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Request it as we might. Geronimo and Omero declined to comment except in an on-air interview. The Eagle declined an on-air interview, it says.
Well, F the Eagle, and F those cops who've got such little time on their hands.
The nudity.
Send them out in the riot gear, boys.
That's all those reporters.
Get your rubber bullets ready. The Don and Mike show's coming to town.
You know, that's all they wanted to do. That's all they wanted to do is talk about the nudity aspect of it. And, if you know, we have done that show in a variety of venues with a variety of ordinances, and we've adhered to every one of them.
And furthermore, we have stated on this show, if anybody from the goddamn Wichita Eagle would bother to listen, we've stated that the show will have no nudity.
That's right.
That it will feature people in their underwear.
And I suppose that, you know, with this, with the cops being out there, I mean, come to the show. If you take your clothes off, we're going to tell you, first of all, you're not supposed to do that. And if you do take your clothes off, you're just going to have to, deal with what the ordinances are. I mean, we've done that a million times.
But if you want to hold up a liquor store or something, Friday night is the night to do it.
The patrol
I'm
right.
telling you that most of the cops in Wichita are going to be at our show.
Oh, God.
And they'll be enjoying it, too, I'm sure.
Jesus Christ. Is that something? Hello, who's this? Rex.
Yeah, this is Rex.
Hi, Rex.
How you doing, Don, Mike?
Wait a minute, I got
to
tell you.
Hold on. Buzz has more.
One note at the bottom of the story. It was written by the reporter for the Eagle who writes about crime and safety for the paper. The crime reporter is covering your show.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Jesus. You know, I'll tell you this. I want to say to the people at KFH, you know, we're coming a long way to do this show, and we need a support network in place here. So they better get their act together, too.
The people from KFH better be having a goddamn press conference saying, you know, we do shows that don't feature total nudity.
I have a quote from the general manager of KFH here.
What does he say?
Says, I don't even know if any of it really happens in their show or is something they just talk about. This is a show that likes to portray itself in a certain way.
Yeah, right. We lie about it. Right, you douchebag.
I hate these guys here. I mean, I really do. I'm sorry. We had a conversation with what's his name, and then now this guy's saying this to the paper.
Yeah, right. We make it up and we say that people get naked in our shows. where the local ordinance allows it. That's right. We make it up. And all the people who call us, they're all making it up, too. Because that's what we're all about.
Right.
Oh, Christ, I tell you, I got half a mind just to cancel the show.
What is wrong? Buzz, you live there.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is going on here? I mean, I don't like it already. It smells like fish.
All it takes in Wichita for something to get killed is for 10 people to complain about it, and that's basically what's happened here. You know how big your audience is in Wichita, and the affiliate, at least up to this point.
It sounds like the affiliate's pussying out on this, and they're not making it.
Let me hear that general manager's quote again.
The quote again is, I don't even know if any of it really happens in their show or it's something they just talk about. This is a show that likes to portray itself in a certain way, end quote.
Thanks for the support.
Yeah, this is a guy, I already know what that quote says. This is a guy that's like, I don't know anything about it.
Not my show.
These are only the guys that, correct me if I'm wrong, went out of their way to ask us to come to Wichita and do a show and do a Las Vegas-style show.
Right. Yeah, they contacted us about this. Trust me.
I'd like to know what they're really thinking there. I really would.
No offense to anybody that lives in Wichita, but it's not like Mike and I had this day circled saying, we've got to go to Wichita for St. Patrick's Day.
I mean, this is the radio station that is bringing us out there, and the radio station better be aware of the fact that they are part of this as well as this show.
Hello, Becky.
Yes.
Hi, Becky.
Hi. I'm just calling to tell you guys that I'm really glad that you're coming, but I don't want this to discourage you guys, even though Wichita sucks really bad. And I think the reason is because there's nothing to do here. There's nothing going on. So when something does come, they just got to make a big deal about everything.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry about it.
All right. Listen, we understand. We've been through similar situations. I mean, we did a show in Baltimore one time, and I am not exaggerating for that douchebag general manager at KFH. They had cops in riot gear because the locals had complained about the show we'd be bringing. And it was the exact same situation, and there was no problem. We never have any problem with any of the cops that come out to our show. They're always decent guys, and my problem with this is really not even the cops, that if people call and complain about it, the cops have to respond. I just wish that the people from KFH
it's their job,
would have made a statement to say, listen, you know, there's going to be no nudity at the show. Mm-hmm. Case closed.
Right.
You know, that's all the people from KFH had to say instead of this veiled, well, with these guys.
Whatever they do, we're not in control of it. They're, you know, that's crap. I mean, we work with the radio station, and we work with the people, especially when we're traveling this distance. And, you know, they better know what's going on there because, I mean, we're not going to go into a situation high and dry without having any knowledge of what the ordinance is. You know, it's not going to be on our ass on this.
No kidding. We've heard no nudity.
Right.
That's what we're planning on doing. Coming to Wichita and doing a show that will feature people in their underwear.
Right.
You know, if there's a problem with that, someone should let us know now.
I'd love to know.
Hello, Bob.
Bob. Down the mic. Bob.
Yes, Bob. That's why I said Bob.
I'm sorry.
Yes, it's amazing that Don said Bob and then you immediately said Bob.
Bob.
I was wondering if you're going to see him when you went out there.
See who?
These nuts. These nuts. These nuts.
Oh, come on. We're trying to get work.
He wants
here
to be a regular, and he's just not going to succeed.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, this is Mike from Wichita. How you doing?
Yes, hello, Mike.
Hey, I once got arrested from that Bob Circle. He's a jerk.
All right, thank you, sir. Who is Bob Circle?
He's the cop that I quoted earlier.
Oh, all right.
The man was making a little joke there.
I gotcha. Listen, you know what we're going to need? We're going to need the management from KFH to come on this radio show.
Yeah, we want to find out what's going on.
Today, to tell them exactly what we do at this show and to get some support from radio station KFH.
Yeah, I mean, if it has to all be written down and handed to the proper person there that's got the bug up his butt, then so be it.
All right. Hey, Charlie, give me the general manager, please, from KFH Radio, the guy that was quoted in the newspaper. Jesus Christ.
This thing just keeps growing here. This is when I think we've put everything to bed on this.
Thank you, Buzz.
It's amazing.
KFH General Manager Jim Worthington says Don and Mike have agreed to play within the bounds of city laws. I don't even know if any of it really happens in their show, if it's something they just talk about. This is a show that likes to portray itself in a certain way. What does that mean?
I don't know.
What the hell does that mean?
It means it sounds to me like it's like they want all the...
You know, they
want all the steak, but they don't want any of the gristle.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they want to eat steak, but they don't want to know how we had to kill the animal to get the steak for them.
Doesn't work that way.
You know, they want to have a bad boy show on the radio station.
Say what you will about our station here in Washington, D.C., but one thing we do get is we get 100% support from the management here. We really do. We get the people, Ken Stevens and the powers that be, have always stood behind us. And if we're going into this Wichita area, it's got to be the same way.
Oh, there's more in this article. Don and Mike, hosts of the program based in Washington, D.C., airs in Wichita on KFH, are widely known for their sexually suggestive humor and racy antics. Their radio show includes bits such as strip trivia. Hey, right, hello?
Is there a little nudity thing?
It's the radio! Hello? It's radio!
God.
Idiots. Idiots.
Is there a nudity thing in Wichita, too?
Well, as you know, the recent crackdown, no stripping, no nudity in Wichita.
You know, why now that I'm looking at this article, Buzz is printed out, I don't know why this is a story, because the guy from the barn that we're going to be in, the owner, Richard Leslie, he's quoted here. He says, KFH officials have assured him the hosts of the radio program won't go too far. Well, now, first off, you know, we don't have anything to do with taking our clothes off, but
right.
I'm guessing that the guy understands that we understand that there's supposed to be no nudity.
That's right. And it also should be understood, and I want this is the most important thing, it should be understood, when we're up there, you know, the people that come on stage and participate in our reindeer games, it's their responsibility. And if we tell them, hey, you know, no nudity, that's their responsibility.
Right.
And that's the way it's been. I'll tell you, do you remember, every venue we've ever gone into, that's the way it's been.
It's just starting to grow hair. It's just whole thing is just
I want a few
hair.
Things made clear. I think we should get a few things made clear before we trundle out to the, you know, to the lovely open-minded Wichita, Kansas.
We should get Mr. Jim Worthington on the air. You know, and then this all gets back to the same point that we had a couple of weeks ago. Is if you have these laws in the city of Wichita, why didn't the radio station put us in a place like outside the city limits where there wouldn't even be the question of any material or the type of show that we do?
It's very, very weird. It's an uneasy feeling.
I don't get it.
You know, the last contact we had with any member of the management of that radio station was that lovely conversation.
Tony Douching.
We had with Tony Douching the other day. And that, boy, I tell you, I felt supported after that.
I got a good education in Wichita. There are universities there. There are corporations headquartered there. I don't understand this.
Why are they so uptight about us there?
I don't know. I mean, it's always been conservative.
Here's Carlos.
Thanks, Lauren. Jim is on the snow line.
Ah, thank you very much. All right, here is the general manager of KFH Radio, Jim Worthington. Jim!
Don.
Don and Mike here.
Gotcha.
Hey, thanks for the support of the newspaper. Thank you.
Sure, anytime.
Thank you. Listen, do we understand each other, sir, about the show that we're planning on coming and doing on Friday?
Oh, I think so. I'm not directly involved, Don, but...
Well, you mean, you're the general manager. You're not direct...
I'm general manager of 7 radio stations, Don, so... I was just responding to a question from the newspaper that basically saying...
Are you the general manager of KFH or not?
Sure am.
Then you are responsible.
Okay. What's your problem, Don?
What's your problem, Jim?
Well, besides your tone, perhaps...
You know, we love you guys. What do you?
Oh, I feel that, Jim. Jim, I'll tell you right now, I'm feeling the love, man. I'm feeling the love.
No, this is Mike. That's
talking
Mike,
right
not
now.
Don. There's two of us here.
Okay.
Just like when we talked to Mr. Douche.
What can I tell you guys? What do you need me to tell you? No, I'm serious. We're excited about you coming. We think it's going to be a great show.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen at this show?
I think you're going to have a lot of fun.
No. Be specific. What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know, Don. I've never been to a Las Vegas-style show.
What do you think, though? I'm sure you've heard us discuss it on the radio.
I'm sure
I have. Tell me. You booked us to come to your town. What do you think is going to happen?
I think you guys are going to have a lot of fun. You're going to have some people doing the nude family feud and any number of other fun things. But I've never been to one of your shows. That's what people are so interested about. Nobody here has been to one of your shows.
Why couldn't you just have said to the newspaper that nothing bad's going to happen? Why did you have to say,
That's what I said, but
I get the impression that way.
I guess I should have phrased it better.
Well, you know, I get the distinct impression, and in all fairness, that listening, first with the quote in the newspaper, and listening to you, that you're trying to do is distance yourself from this show. And I tell you, where we go around the Washington area to do these shows, that's not the case.
You know, we're in this together.
We're partners in crime. If anything bad happens at this show, and I'm not saying anything bad will happen, but if anything bad happens, it will be something bad happening to KFH, which airs the Don and Mike show, not just to the Don and Mike show.
The station is responsible. And I'll be honest with you, Jim, if we need to, we've got our legal department here that'll draw something up to that effect before we even, you know, come out to Wichita. You wouldn't have a problem with that.
We've had no problem getting on the air and saying we understand that there's this no nudity rule in Wichita. Well, I know we're not going to have naked people on stage.
But I get the impression that there's something, you know, that you're trying to put it on us. And that's, you know, we're coming out from KFH. That's the station that's bringing us out there. They're the station that's putting this on. It's your responsibility, this entire thing.
Okay, well, you should take some responsibility.
Okay.
So you're taking responsibility?
You bet.
How long have you been in radio, sir?
20 years.
Really?
And there's love here. I just feel the love.
Guys, we've had you on for how long?
I know. Listen, there's a big difference between flipping a switch and running the show and having us come out there.
In all seriousness, how would you have had me phrase it?
I would have had you.
I want to learn from
you. Here's what I would have had you say. When the guy from the newspaper calls, you say, there is no reason to have this conversation. They understand that there's no nudity. There will be no nudity. Why is there a problem?
You know, I think that's a better way to handle it. I wish I'd have thought of it. Then we could be having fun with this conversation. So, I mean, I think you're right. Would have been a better way to handle it. Mm. Absolutely.
Well, you know what? I do think that Mike did hit on something. I do think that just to make sure that we're going to have some of the legal beagles at CBS.
Yeah, just see, check on our liability for the show. Because, you know, there are a lot of other radio stations involved here.
Just to make sure, you know, so we can all sign off on it.
Sure. Because, I mean, I get the impression, and this, once again, I'm saying this with no offense. I just get the feeling from everything that's going on that you guys, you're dancing to your own drummer a little bit out there. And maybe, you know, the right questions haven't been asked. And maybe the right preparations haven't been done.
Well, I'm sorry to feel that way. We're very much interested in having you come. The local excitement is there. It's been a phenomenon, I will tell you. In fact, to the point where it's raised challenges for us, as you all know.
And you know what it's like? You know what it's like? It's like when, you know, if we're coming out there and there's going to be some kind of protest, you probably hire some security people to be between us and the protesters. Or if there are people that are, you know, the cops are coming in and there are some concerned people that are worried about the show, you're the guys that are out there.
You've got to be the middleman.
You have to be our line of defense against that.
Sure, we've made arrangements for all those things.
Have you really?
Well, yeah, we've got security. I don't think we're going to.
I didn't mean literally.
I think a lot of it.
Figuratively.
Okay, not literally. Just talking about, you know, in the grand picture.
Talking about when we hear an officer, you know, quoted in the newspaper like that, it's just, you know, I hope these people are being addressed.
Absolutely.
How so?
We've met with the police department.
Mm-hmm. And how did that go?
And we assured them that everything was fine, there was not going to be any problem, and they were satisfied.
Okay, well, then I just don't understand how come you didn't say that in the newspaper.
They didn't ask.
How come in the newspaper your quote is, I don't even know if any of it really happens in their show, or it's something they just talk about. This is a show that likes to portray itself in a certain way. That's kind of an ambiguous quote.
Well, John, I guess I was trying to be ambiguous, you know.
You succeeded.
What?
You succeeded.
Well, I was just trying to get the guy the information I thought he was asking for and move on down the road. So,
you're trying to get the information that who was asking for? The guy from the newspaper?
Yeah, he called up out of the blue and asked me a couple of questions. And those, you know, I said several other things, too, that aren't in there. You know how that goes. It's a selective process.
My guess is the paper has a hand in trying to stir this up a little bit.
Oh, I'm sure. And listen, I don't doubt that, Buzz. Just, you know,
right.
The people from the radio station, this is now the second guy we've talked to who has the energy level of a brick,
mm-hmm.
you know, who had a chance here in the newspaper to just put a bowl of water on this fire.
Right
now, if you just would have said, listen, there's no controversy. There's going to be no nudity at the show. Why is everybody getting all worked up?
Well, I guess in my interpretation, Don, that's what I was saying to him. But you guys, you know, you see the version that gets printed. I'm not saying that I didn't say those things. I'm saying I said a bunch of other things, too, that you know, elaborated on that. I can only deal with...
I don't know. I'm just getting uptight about going out there. I'm just getting a little uptight. I mean, after all the stuff with the tickets and...
I don't think you have a reason to be. I think it's going to be fine.
Fine.
Fine. All right, good, fine. Thank you. Listen, we're going to have somebody call you. Somebody from the wonderful CBS home office.
Sure.
And, you know, well, I'm sure we'll be able to come to an agreement. Thank you, though.
You bet.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, if we get in a war, there's no way I want that guy backing us up. Absolutely no way.
You know, I think you've heard other radio stations when we've come out there, and you've heard stations that kind of get it. And I'll use the guys at in Sacramento, at KHTK as an example. When it's upbeat, yeah, hey, we got it. You know, we're in control. We're in charge. We've had two conversations now with guys at KFH. I don't know what, I guess they're going through some stuff out there right now. Is that what I've heard?
The station's being sold again. But even if that's the case, that's not an excuse.
No.
I don't know if it's just the fact that they've never had any attention before.
It's weird.
If this is how they're reacting to the fact that there's something about them in the newspaper, that you know, the police are calling. I don't know. I don't know. You know? Just like the thing with my wife. It's right now, it's too much.
Too much.
Too much. Too much. We can't get an apartment in New York. You can go to Spain. I have to buy life insurance.
I think we should.
I don't know about going to Wichita.
Well, I think we should talk to the right people here.
Yeah, you know
and,
what?
And
we'll
find
just
out.
Put a call in to the Jackal.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah, the Jackal.
We'll
is...
just call the Jackal and ask the Jackal's opinion on this.
We will get the guidance from the Jackal.
Yes, that's right. Because Jackal knows.
Jackal does know.
Jackal Ken Stevens knows.
Jackal may be a Jackal, but he does know the answers
yes,
to those things.
Yes, he does. All right. Well,
whatever you have to do, Don.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right.
Don.
All right. Could he sound a little more swarmy?
They both did.
I mean, could he sound a little more like a toad?
I mean,
yeah,
I always feel like it's a cooperative thing, and it is tone. And you might say, hey, well, he was saying that he was saying perhaps some interesting things, but it was the tone that drove us nuts.
Now, you know, the real deal is, well, I'm the general manager of 7 radio stations.
We got that, sure.
Yeah,
we understand
right,
he can't bother with us.
Got that. Well, you know what? We're on 60 radio stations, and we're going out of our way to bend over backwards to make sure that this goes okay for KFH in Wichita.
It just normally shouldn't be this much.
How about a little something for the effort? Dally. Okay. We will have to figure this out during a commercial set.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.